Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I don't know if you guys can. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm trying to play the introduction. I don't know if it got out there. So I'm going to be looking forward to you guys in the chat room letting me know. Can you guys hear me out there? Peace and greetings, everyone. You guys hear me on the phone lines? All right. We're going to get started in just a moment. Good to see everyone in the house. In the house, it's going to be a crazy night tonight. A real crazy night tonight. Aren't you thankful for the people in your life who keep you honest? My family and friends. So just give me a second. I'm trying to get to the board here. For some reason, it's just not working. But anyway, peace and greetings to you guys. I see you guys on the phone lines here, and I see you guys joining me in the chat room. I want to say peace and greetings to all the Remix family out there listening, no matter what part of the world you are listening from. I know our international listeners are in the house. I want to give a big up to them. Big shout out to everybody listening in Japan, especially the brother Mark, who's holding it down over there, and as well as all of you listening in the UK, Canada, listening in Brazil, listening in Spain, listening in the, and I said the UK, Canada, New Zealand, all over the place. We're going to talk about where the Know Your Magic Oracle deck went to. A lot of you have been receiving your decks already, and that's what's up, because we're going to talk about that. It has a lot of goodies planned for you guys tonight. It's the Remix family, and it's chat and chill, so never know what's going to happen on a chat and chill. So still trying to get to the board here, but until we get to the board, I want to say this to everyone. I want to say welcome, 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 welcome to you guys who are joining us for the very first time. I know we've been getting lots of emails over at Question for Blue, me and Sister Manya, but a lot of first-time listeners coming on board, listening from all different directions, coming from all different places, and so we want to welcome you. You are more than welcome to come over and join us in the chat form. Now, if you don't know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions so you can find yourself to get on over here. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix and just come on in. The chat room is open. So you are free to come in and tell us who you are. We'd love to know who you are. Just click the button at the very bottom and sign up and sign in. Tell us who you are, and you can chat with the Remix family. No worries. They're going to make you feel right at home and welcome. They're going to make you feel real crazy, real cool, and we're just going to have a lot of fun doing what we do. So good to see everyone in the house tonight. Everyone is in the house tonight. I'm still with you guys, still trying to get to that board here, but that's okay. You know, these are some indications. Lots of powerful energy on the planet today. As you guys know, this is really what a lot of us around the country, particularly I think it's more of a American phenomenon, a Western phenomenon, but it does extend to other parts. This is a great time to celebrate Earth energy today. Energy is a great time to celebrate and have a special guest who's going to be coming on talking to us just a moment so we can really get in green magic and know those things that are available in our green magic as we start the show out. Oops, there we go. We're in. That's it. That's what's up. Know your magic. Know your magic, everybody. Oh, I am in one of those moods tonight. Let me see if I can put that into some words, the kind of mood I'm in tonight. The kind of mood I'm in tonight has a lot to do with taking some risk. So I'm going to invite you guys to do that with me, to take some risk. Take some risk. Everybody ready? We're going to be taking risks tonight. We're going to be chatting and chilling, doing it remix style. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. If you want to call in on the phone lines and listen, you can do that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Go ahead, call in, get on the line. So when it is time to share, you can do that. Wonderful. We're also going to have Sister Manya. She's going to come on, do a little cameo for you guys tonight, and talk about a couple of things here, too. I just kind of really I'm in that good space and time tonight. So we have a lot of things that we're going to cover. First of all, I want to go back and I want to say thank you to everyone who participated in the show that we did on Friday night. Friday night, as you guys know, we haven't done a Tribal Mojo Magic show in a while. And we did another one. And I want to thank again the Sister Esther for coming out, doing her thing, as she always does, with the Tribal Mojo Magic. And all of you guys for participating. We just really made that an epic show. It was so much fun. So we know that we have to do Tribal Mojo Magic more often. So it is so good to have everybody there to come in and to do their things from all over the world. So people were listening. We got so many emails after that show of how much you guys really, really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it, too. Let's go ahead. You know how we do. We do our thing here. We're going to start this off the way that we need to. So we're going to do a little bit. We're going to bring Dr. Yu on and let him do his thing with the introduction. And we're going to get ready to get right into the share. So I'll be right back in just a moment. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It's Sunday, April the 22nd, 2012.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
All right, everyone. Yes, we are live in the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. Chat and chill tonight. So you guys know what that means. It's kind of one of those nights where we kind of, a little bit of everything goes. You know what I mean? A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of everything kind of goes when we're chatting and chilling. So good to see you guys in the house. Good to see everyone here. I also want to let you know that we also are going to be on Twitter tonight. We're going to also be on Facebook tonight, too. So I want you guys to get over to Twitter. Also get over to Facebook. We're going to do that as well. Some of the energy that I want you guys to know that's out here to know, out here tonight. some of the energy I want you guys to know is that it's a lot about passion. It's a lot about sexuality, a lot about love, and a lot about what we just call moon energy. You know, this is really a lot of the energy that is around the planet at this particular time. It has a lot to do with that moon energy, you know, the energy of the moon. Yes, lots of moon energy, which has a lot to do with emotions. A lot to do with emotions. So what does that mean? We're going to be doing some rituals tonight. So for you guys out there who really want to get into that work, we're going to be doing some rituals tonight. I see some of you already on Twitter, so I'm trying to do that as well, too. tonight we're going to be doing some of that. And I see some of you guys have opted to be on the phone tonight. Good to know you're on the phone. And good to have everyone in the house. I'm not going to make you wait. One of the things that we talked about was that we talked a lot about on Friday night, we did a lot of mojo magic, of getting into your magic in many different ways. So that was some of the things. We got to get into different tribes. And yes, as it's being shouted out in the chat room, yes, yellow one, the yellow team won. That was so much fun. You guys had a blast. I had a blast. It was great energy in the air. So I thank everyone for being present in that moment. I think these are very, very divine times, and I'm glad. Now, drum roll. If I had a drum roll, I'd do it. Let me see if I can mimic a drum roll here. Does that sound like a drum roll? Anyway, that's a drum roll. Drum roll, please. I want to say, and if you're in the chat room, this is what I want you guys to do. If you received your Know Your Magic psychic oracle deck, I want you to put a heart in the room. I want you to put a heart in the room. Put a heart if you got it, because many of you guys have received your decks, and that makes me feel so good. There you go, Sandra T. She got her deck. I know quite a few of you have gotten your deck, and Sister Munya is going to come on. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, and I don't know how you could not, but let me just say this. You can definitely go over to www.msblue.com/cards, CARDS, and check it out. There's comments there. If you have your deck, I want you to log in. You can log in with Facebook over there, and I want you to leave a comment. Leave a comment. Just click on the box. And I want you to leave a comment. You guys have already been leaving a comment. So many of you are working with your decks and you're doing all kinds of things. Well, I told you guys it's kind of one of those things. And let me tell you how magical the deck is. For those of you who did get a chance to get in within the first 48 hours, you know that there's going to be some special things that we do. And, of course, anyone who purchased a deck, it's going to be a lot of things that come with the deck that we're going to be doing, too. I know that our international brothers and sisters, those decks are coming out. I did get a call from Brazil. I'm not sure if that call was that they received their deck or whatever. We weren't able to connect. But I'm going to say a lot of the decks have gone out, and you should be getting them any day. So check your mail, check your mailbox, because they're coming. They're coming. Now, here's a couple of things I'm going to do. For every single person who ordered a deck, and this is not anything that you need to do, so hear me. I will take full responsibility for this, and I will take full ownership, stand in my power with this. I'm going to be sending you guys out the sheet. There was a sheet that was supposed to be attached to the deck, but I decided that I wanted to send it to you. And in this sheet, also, you're going to get a little bit more of the channel that I got for each one of the decks. And so it will go into little detail to give you more of a meaning, you know, like the little, what I call the romance cards or the love me books that usually come inside decks. Mostly when you buy a tarot deck, you'll get these. Well, you're going to get a sheet on this, and I'm going to give you that. And then during the class, we're going to talk about how to clear the deck, how to charge the deck, how you can tap into your psychic powers, because this is what this deck does. It truly builds your psychic power. So even if once you start to work with the deck is going to be able to show you so many different things, and it's just going to help to tune that muscle within you. So lots of great things. You guys have already got the deck. So many people have said they connected with certain energy in the deck. So that's beautiful. If you got your deck and you're on Twitter, you can tweet. We're going to talk about, let's see what the hashtag is going to be tonight. Tonight, the hashtag for tonight I'm going to think about that for just a moment because I have something really good I want to put up there. So that's first thing. So I want to talk about the deck, say congratulations to everyone who has the long-awaited Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. somebody's suggestion said orange loss, / orange loss. No, that's not going to be the hashtag for tonight. But we are going to put some things out there because we're going to be doing some work tonight. We're going to have a couple of people come on and speak. Some you know, some you maybe not. We'll see. I want you guys to call in because it's all about chat and chill, and I want you to do that as well too. So let's see. We're going to get ready to dance. I think that's fitting. Yes, let's get ready to dance. And while we're dancing, we're going to be thinking about what our hashtag is tonight because we're going to be over there, you guys. You can either go to the Facebook page, the Remix group on Facebook, send us an email to let us know that you also want to be joined in with the group, and we'll add you in. Or you can go over to Twitter, and on Twitter, Blue Raspberry, spelled B-L-U-E, and then Raz, R-A-S, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. So we're going to have Mr. Anderson is actually going to come on and speak to us tonight about a little bit of green magic, and he has some powerful things going on in the universe, and this is a great time to step into some of that energy. So first, we're going to listen to Baby Blue. We must do that. It's been a Baby
la,
Blue
la,
weekend.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. This is sort of the theme that we're going to be talking about some things tonight. I'm going to share some information with you guys. Here's what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to stand up. Stand up. Stand up, everybody. I want you to stand up wherever you are. There you go. I want you to stand up. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to just really kind of ride with me on this particular energy. For those of you who have the deck, you know there is Riding the Cosmic Wave. That's one of the cards in the deck. And I want you guys to kind of ride this cosmic wave for me tonight because, you know, it's kind of one of those nights, kind of a risky night tonight. We're going to be taking some risk here, doing some things, having some fun as we always do, remix style. So stand up, everybody. Here we go. We're going to get into the groove tonight. This is a lot of the energy we're going to be working with tonight, and I know you guys can work with this energy. Here we go.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh shit, you done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on the side. Picture perfect, I paint a perfect picture. Bomb the hoochies with precision. My intentions to get richer with that and double OP. Dog, my fucking homie, you the cold ass nigga on the mall.
Show me up, I keep my hand on my gun. Cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on the nigga's mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'ma get smart and get defensive and shit. And put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate. Two multi-millionaire motherfuckers got the case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown. The shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to crash. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on these school pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you're savage. They out to get the garbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P. She nigga Reno. I got a house out in the hills right next to Sheena. And I think I got a black memo. But my dream is to own a fly casino. Like Bugsy Siegel. I can do it all illegal. And get scooped up by the little homie in the Regal. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the K's, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride. Motherfucker, the rest two of the best from the west side. And I can make you famous. Niggas die for years. So how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop bailing me. Motherfucking G. If you got a best blunt, another one. Two of them members, smoke one.
Thank you.
by the time.
Tell me not to roll with my Glock. So now I got the old brain floating in the black bin. How to do the show today? They wonder how I stand with five shots. Niggas is hard to kill on my block. She ain't for currency, a double A. Affiliated with the hustlers, so we make it. So answer the question, I'm trying to get a bonus. My nigga dog in me, eternally the most known.
Everyone, there you go. That was Tupac and Ain't Nothing But a Party. And I want to say welcome, everyone. Welcome to the remix. Yeah, we're going to get more into that energy. And just the reason why we're talking a little bit about Tupac tonight. And somebody just asked and said, you know, Tupac needs to come through tonight. Well, no, Tupac is here. He's here. He's here live with us in the remix. Know that. Trust that. Be that. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines really, really quick. And while we're on the phone line, we're going to bring on Mr. Anderson. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on this time of the year and some of the magical things that he's doing with Green Magic. So let's go ahead and welcome Mr. Anderson, the official gardener for the remix, onto the platform tonight. Here we go. Peace and greetings, Mr. Anderson.
Greetings, greetings, Miss Blue and the Remix family.
Yes, Mr. Anderson, I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight to talk to us. I know that you have a lot of things going on over there that you're working on at igrowyougrow.biz. Everyone in the chat room is sending you big ups and big love. I know that this is the one of the weeks. We're in springtime. This is really as we're coming into the new year, and all things are beginning to grow and to move. Tell us what you got going on. What's going on right now?
All right. Well, thank you for having me on. Anytime I can be on the platform with Miss Blue, it's an honor and a pleasure. Excuse my voice. I got a little sinus cold or something going on. I just picked some radishes, so I'm going to be cutting up some radishes.
Good.
Get rid of that mute. So, but what we got going right now, I guess, you know, in the scope of things, this is the week that everyone has set aside for the Earth. So this is the Earth Day week, which, you know, it kind of keeps you mindful that the Earth is the provider of all things, as far as, you know, the gold, the silver, the diamonds, all of that, all that comes from the Earth. So even man comes from the Earth. You know, all the ancient texts tell us that man was created from the dust. From dust thou art, dust thou shalt return. Even in the Kemetic laws, they talk about God making man out of clay on his clay pot.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what's the name of that god? K-N-M-U.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So, mm-hmm. And then in the Greek mythology, they had the Prometheus and them. They were fighting, and they had to bring the man and shape him out of the clay. The Chinese had, you know, so all of the ancient texts and everything keep you mindful that, you know, this is your, you know, the earth is your core. This is your beginning. This is where you will return to. So not if you just, you know, not even into gardening, you just need to take your shoes off and walk around on the earth and just get connected with the earth. So, that's kind of, you know, what the week is going on. But as far as igrowyougrow.biz, it's going great in your kitchen garden. I mean, because I share my kitchen garden with you guys. My kitchen garden is your kitchen garden. So if you don't have one, you got one when you're dealing with me. You can plug into your kitchen garden via YouTube. If you go over to the youtube.com/igrowyougrow, you'll see everything going on in the kitchen garden on the visual. You can go to iTunes and get the podcast. So nothing has changed as far as that goes. That'll get you kind of up to date on the visual and the audio. So before I get too long-winded, what did you want me to tell you, what I'm growing, or how, you know, to inspire some people to get going this year, give them some tips, or what you want me to do?
Yeah, let's talk about kind of all of those things wrapped up. I know you have the rings that are out there, the garden rings.
Okay.
We can talk about the magical garden rings and also talk about some of the things that we should begin to be growing at this time. I know you're going to be coming back on soon, and we'll do another show about kind of getting people into their gardens and some things that they can begin to think about planting that they can plant really, really quick and just really get that going.
Okay. So, we definitely we got the magic grow ring, which is inspired by Miss Blue, actually, because and the people on Twitter, shout out to the people on Twitter, because you tweeted something about a week ago or something, and you gave a definition of what magic was. I didn't write it down. Forgive me for that. But can you tell me that again?
Yes, I certainly will. You guys know I've been playing around with Twitter and actually getting pretty good. And I wrote, magic is living with a purpose.
Yeah. That was very inspiring. And I'm kind of new to the Twitter. I'm new to the Twitter thing, too, so I retweeted it. But I don't have as many followers on Twitter. So if you want to help me out and follow me on Twitter, just I grow, you grow. At
igrowyougrow,
yeah, igrowyougrow. So while you're over there doing the tweet tonight, just, you know, do the igrowyougrow search and you'll find me, and then you can keep up with me that way as well. But, having a purpose. So the purpose of the kitchen garden is to produce produce. That's what we're really trying to do. But as you're producing produce, you're going to be so edified when you start growing things. So the magic grow ring was inspired by Miss Blue because she, you know, told me that I did have magic. I wasn't looking at it as having magic. I just thought that, you know, it came easily to me. And she said, this is your purpose. This is what you came here to do. This is your magic, and she gave me the green magic thing. So everything that I, you know, that happens out there, it happens so easily. It's like magic. So I really, really, I won't say I bought into it, but I really believe in the green magic that Miss Blue provided me with. So thank you for that. But the magic grow ring, I sent it on the last show we did. We gave away some magic grow rings, right?
Yes,
so,
we did.
I sent one to Nancy, and Nancy wrote me back.
Oh, man.
She said that you really own to something, Mr. Anderson. This grow ring is something special because she actually planted her seeds on top of the magic grow ring, and the seeds sprouted up in like a day or two. And, you know, normally it takes about 5 to 6 days for a seed to sprout up. So she was like, well, yeah, you own to something with this. This is definitely some magic. So she was pleased with the product. I sent one to a college student in New York. I hadn't really got feedback from her. I use it on all my stuff. So when you see the big harvest that I'm doing, you'll know why, because I'm letting you guys in on some of that magic. That magic grow ring is special.
Yes.
I'm improving on it every day, you know, making it better and better. So right now, if you're starting, you know, you want to start a garden, I'd say start out very slow. You know, you can't wake up, get out the bed, and run a marathon. Just get you a pot and make you some pot and soil and pick your favorite herb or pick your favorite, you know, get you a tomato plant. You know, just start out small. And like I say, go to all of the other media free resources that I have available for you. And I got, you know, things for beginners, novices, and experts. We got things where you can ask questions for free. You just type in your question. Your question will be posted for all other gardeners to see. So your question may help another gardener, you know, so forth and so on. So definitely just try to get a connection with something, a house plant, any type of plant. And I will tell you guys this on the financial tip, Lowe's is having an Herb Day sale where you can get the big potted plants, you know, the herbs and the vegetables that normally $3.48, they got them on sale for $1.50. So you probably could get you $1.38 bag of compost from Lowe's. I know these prices well because I'm there shopping all the time. So you can get your $1.38 bag of compost, and you can get you $1.50 plant, and you can buy you a pot for maybe $4 or $5, and you'll be up and growing for less than $10. You'll be up and growing for less than $10 on this Herb Day. And I'm not saying you're going to produce produce to feed your family and supplement your grocery bill with one potted plant, but this is just going to get you motivated and give you that magic. So buy you a zucchini plant or a squash plant or a cucumber plant or a patio tomato. These are the things that's really good to be growing right now, tomato, cucumber, squash, beets, spinach, cabbage, Swiss chard, kale. Kale will do good right now, but kale will, it'll start going to seed when it gets too hot. But definitely, you know, squashes, there's 100 different types of squashes. Tomatoes, you want the patio tomato if you're doing it in a container. Squash, you want the bush squash. Cucumber, you want the bush cucumber. So those are some of the things that just kind of get you to take some small steps. And believe me, once you get bit by that garden bug, pots be everywhere, plants everywhere. So definitely get in tune with that.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much, Mr. Anderson. You guys get yourself over. Definitely get that glow magic ring so you can get into your gardening. And if you don't know how to get over there to get to see Mr. Anderson and to connect with him on all of the different platforms, Twitter, Facebook, all of those, is go to www.grow.biz. And you can find all of the things over there. This is such an amazing time that we're living in. And, you know, one of the things, and I can't remember, the Sister Levita put up on Facebook about growing your own things. And this is a great time to get into growing your own things. And you can do it. You can start it with your kitchen garden, or you can start to have your gardens outside, those things outside, planting these things. Mr. Anderson has everything you need, I promise you. And if you have a pair of stockings, if you have a cup, anything that you have, he can show you how to grow it in there. And all of those videos are over on YouTube. So you guys.
Ms. Blue, one thing before you leave. I also want to encourage people to know that you can grow household items in your kitchen garden as well. Like, for instance, the loofah sponge. It's a vegetable. It is in the cucumber family. It is a vegetable. You can grow a loofah sponge. You can get those seeds from Botanical Interest. If you want to know where to get the seeds, botanicalinterest.com. I'm not affiliated with them. I'm just letting you know you can get loofahs. You can grow loofahs. That'll be a household item for you. It's not the sea sponge, but the loofah sponge. And you also can grow gourds. Gourds, like Nancy spoke about in the last show we had, you can turn those into bowls, dishes, spoons, cups, plates, so forth and so on. So that'll definitely get you on the road of sustainability, you know, by doing that Blue for Sponge, Gourds, and that thing. So thank you for having me on, Miss Blue. I'm going to stay on and hang in with you with the gangster party.
All right. Well, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're kind of crazy over here tonight. And I want to thank you, you know, because you have definitely been very instrumental to me as well, too. And I thank you so much for sharing that, how much I've helped you, because, you know, readings is what I do. And so it does me well. I'm really in awe to know that I inspired, you know, really for you to get into your magic in different kind of ways. And you've inspired me to get into my magic in different kinds of ways. So I've done these experiments, a lot of these plants I've started to grow. And that's what we should be here for each other, is to really just to help us kind of do what we do, what work we came to the planet to do, to help each other with it. So you're a beautiful reflection of that, very powerful brother, doing some amazing work. And so, yes, beautiful.
All right, so I got to say, fare ye well.
Fare ye well. All right, you guys, definitely thank you so much. Get over and listen. Get over, and you need to get those glow rings, you guys. Magic is happening now. Green magic is definitely the way to grow. Know that you can get the loofah. You can scrub yourself. You can grow your own loofah plant. And you want to go back, if you haven't heard all of the amazing shows that Mr. Anderson have done here on The Remix, you want to definitely go back. Download, and you need to do that as well. You need to go back and download that. So that's it. Getting some help from Esther, because you guys know I'm kind of new at this Twitter thing. We're thinking about a hashtag tonight. And here's the hashtag for the chat and chill tonight. I'm going to change it because when I did new suit, even though, you know, that's the time that we're in, a lot of things came up. So here's the hashtag recommendation from Esther. Thank you for that, Esther, is to put in hashtag new suit magic. So that's what we're going to be doing. New suit magic. There you go. Hashtag new suit magic. And how you guys can find me on Twitter is simply by going to Twitter, and it's going to be Blue, B-L-U-E, Raz, R-A-S, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. So there I am. That's my Twitter name. So you guys do that. We're going to start tweeting over there some things that you want to get in. So just go to twitter.com and Blue Raspberry, and that's how you're going to find me over there. We're going to tweet. So we're going to talk about some other things. Sister Munya is about to come on the phone line right now and give us sort of an update about some of the feedback that we've gotten from the deck. And if you guys want to give some feedback, you can do that as well, too. We're going to take some of those calls. I want you guys to definitely, if you have your deck, to go over and to leave a comment on the site. Leave the comment on the site. So, yeah. I see a lot of you guys have commented. www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. And let's do that. Let's find Sister Munya. You guys follow me on Twitter. Also go over there, follow Mr. Anderson. I've been retweeting a lot of his stuff. He has some great quotes as well, too, and lots of great information that you can get about getting into your green magic. So you want to do that. If you want to follow me on Twitter. I don't like to say follow. How about connect with me on Twitter? Because that's really what we're doing. Connect with me on Twitter, and we'll do that. So let me find Sister Munya, and let's get that update. And so there you go. It's a great time if you're in the chat room. Put your Twitter links up so we all can connect with each other. That's what it's about. So everybody can connect. Put your links up. You can put them up in the chat room. That'd be great. So we can connect with each other and, you know, just keep this, I guess it's going, tweet thing going. We did a little game with poetry on Twitter, too. So we can do that. Let me see if I can find Sister Munya. Where are you? And if anybody wants me to connect with them, just shoot me a tweet, and I will tweet. I will connect with you. Yep. just send me a tweet and I will connect with you guys, you know. So that's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it my Twitter connection. That's what it is. And I'm so thankful for all of you who have been connecting with me on Twitter. And I even had some people that we would call, like I just was amazed at the people who have been connected with me on Twitter that actually added me. It's just really one of the people that I really really admire. I'm not going to give out his name on the show, but he selected to follow me on Twitter. So one day, maybe we'll get him live in the remix. That'll be a great thing. Okay. Let me find Sister Manya here. Let me see where she is. I see you guys. Some of you guys are already tweeting over there. Here's what I want you to do right now. This is what I want you to do. I want you to tweet your favorite quote about the remix. What is your favorite quote about the remix that you love? Tweet something you love about the remix. Tweet that and do the hashtag. The hashtag is going to be, and you need to do it all one word because I'm seeing a lot of special stuff come up. You need to do it all one word. Trust me, Miss Blue is still trying to get on the bandwagon. Sometimes what happens is when you go to tweet that, okay, I see Esther there, I see African Fairy, and Way of the Coyote is there too. So some of you guys got it. So the hashtag is going to be New Suit Magic, all one word. And I want you to tweet your favorite quote about the remix, how much you love it, how much why you want to be here, how much you guys like connecting here. I want you to do that. Some of you guys don't have a Twitter account, a tweet account. That's okay. You, if you have a Facebook account, go put it up on the remix where we're going over to where the cards are. You can put it up there. So let me go ahead. Let me go ahead over to area code. Let me find Sister Manya. Here she is, okay? Peace and greetings to you, Sister Manya.
Hi, Miss Blue. How you doing?
I'm great. So good for you to join us on the line. Let me tell everybody, I know you guys know who Sister Manya is. She kind of likes to stay behind the scenes, but I'll tell you guys who she is. If you've had a reading from me, waiting on a reading from me, connected with me to get a session, one of these amazing sessions, whether it's to help you in your magic or a baby lotus, glowing lotus, Akashic record reading, God, Goddess, numeric Akashic record reading, or a sacred session, or a feng shui session, any of those things, you've connected with Sister Manya. She is definitely the sister that works with me side by side, and she's the one that does the calls to get you guys all set up with your sacred and divine appointments. And she's on the line. So Sister Manya, I know we've been getting a lot of emails from everyone who's been receiving their deck, and I just kind of wanted you to read, tell us some of the feedback that we've gotten so far from those who have gone over to www.missblueblast.com/cards and left a comment there.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Ms. Blue, for everybody being able to experience the energy from the deck. I have my deck as well, too, just received mine, so I'm loving it, loving it.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, we could start with Esther. Esther commented, the deck is absolutely phenomenal. I'm already using it. Much love, Ms. Blue. That's from Esther. We have another one from Ann I. Lee. Hi, Miss Blue. Got my cards today, and they are just beautiful. Thanks to you and Sister Manya. Manya's card is very nice. This is Cindy McGauley. The Know Your Magic Oracle deck is all that. I don't even want to pop the plastic on the cards yet until I find a sacred, blessed covering for it. Hey, these ain't some regular cards. They bring some strong energy. That's from Cindy. Then we have a comment from Amani Afai. I can't believe how nice these cards are. The pictures and words really tell a story. At first I thought maybe there should be a book to go with them, but then I took a closer look. Sacred Union really speaks to me. And we have Serious Brothers there. Congrats, Miss Blue. All right. Well, that's pretty much it, Miss Blue.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. Thank you so much, Sister Manya, for reading that. And you guys, you can go over there, check it out, see what everybody's saying, who got the list, who already received their cards. I want you guys to go over there. Leave those comments there. This is going to really, really give me a lot of indication of when we begin to do the classes, what's going to happen. And hold on a second. When we get ready to do the classes, it's going to give a good indication of some of the things to cover. Don't forget, look out. I want you to check your email. Check your email. It's going to be coming to you sometime this week. I'm going to give you the list, and it's going to give you more of the channels that I receive from each one of the cards. And so you'll be able to get that information, kind of like a romance card that you sometimes get in things that you purchase, or sometimes in the tarot deck, I call them romance books. That really gives you an indication. But the cool thing is, once we start to get into the class, and this is for many of you who will be coming to this, particularly those of you who did the 48 hours, who purchased it within that time frame, I'm actually going to show you how to make your own. How to make your own. So we're going to get down with it in so many different ways. And anyone who purchases the deck, it's going to be a lot of things that I'm going to be sharing. This is really something, you guys know, that's very close to my heart. As many of the things that I do, it really all sort of kind of encompassed and really came about the same time that the Know Your Magic audio workbook, which is amazing. I have some new things coming up for that that I'll be sharing and sending out for you guys too. But it also came at the same time. So really to be able to have this deck, like I said, and it's already been all around the cosmos. It's already been all around the universe, from the energy that was drawn from it, the images that are on it, the sister pure feminine. When I tell you, if you are looking for some art, this sister is bad to the bone when it comes to channeling, when it comes to knowing her magic in the way that she does. She does it so magically. And so to be able to work with her was an honor. To be able to work with the brother who put the deck together was an honor. Sometimes that's what happened. To sit still enough to allow all of these images to come through, and actually they were more than 44. So one of the great things about this Know Your Magic Psychic Oracle deck, it's going to be a growing and a living deck because there are more images that are coming that have been coming and have came that Pure Feminine is also working on too that will be encompassed into the deck. So much is going to go into this that is here. But I will share this. I had to really sit still with this. A lot of times when we want things to happen, we sort of try to force them to happen. And when we do that, a lot of times we compromise ourselves. We compromise our own power. We compromise our own magic. And so for those of you who have a lot of things birthed in you, I know a lot of times I'm just like you guys. I'm so excited when something happens and I want to get moving on it. But some of these things are for me to sit with them. They have to be birthed. And as you guys know, the Know Your Magic deck, it took over 9 months to really give birth to it, and really just to give birth to it. And what a beautiful thing that definitely came out to this. So I want you guys to also reach out to the Sister Pure Feminine Energy. She's looking at the page as well, too. So she'll be able to see your comments there. And so everyone who's loving the deck, I am so loving you guys having the deck and really enjoying it. We're going to be doing the classes. I'm going to set up several times. We'll be in the Kundalini Lab so that you'll be able to, if you can't make it, because I've already had requests from our international brothers and sisters wanting to know, like, what are we going to do for them special so that they can make these classes because of the time difference. And I recognize that. So we will have those classes playing different times, so you'll be able to get them. No worries. You're not going to miss anything. You're simply not going to miss anything. We're chatting and chilling, everyone, live in the remix. Like I said, we're taking a lot of risks tonight. And I want to check on those hashtags for you guys. And I'm going to actually ask Esther to come join me. here. And I want you guys to, if you haven't already done it, the hashtag is going to be the pound sign. See, I'm learning this Twitter thing. Pound sign new suit magic. So pound sign new suit magic. And I want you to tell me your favorite remix quote. That's what I want to know. Your favorite remix quote. What is it? What is it? I see a lot of, if nothing else moves you, life will. I see some of those. I see some quotes there. I like you guys who came up with your own. And what I'm going to do is actually see, I believe Esther's on the phone line. I'm going to go ahead and bring her on really, really quick. And we're going to have some fun here. We're going to do some things. Here we go. Peace and greetings, Esther.
Hey, Miss Flu. Hey, Remix family.
Good to have you in the house. It's been that kind of weekend. It's been a mojo magic kind of weekend.
Yes, it has. We kicked it off with that, so.
Yes, we did. We kicked it off with that, and we are still here. So a beautiful thing. Everybody is giving love in the chat room there. Tell me this, Esther, when you first got your deck, I want to hear. I want you to share with everybody that experience, because you've kind of been there right with us from the beginning of me starting to work on this deck and get things together.
Oh,
what was
wow.
that?
Well, I was actually, I think I might have been online, and I saw someone was posted on the Remix page saying that they had gotten their deck. And I was like, let me go check my mail. I usually don't check my mail over the weekend, but I was like, let me get down there and check the mail and see if it came. So I went to get it. And I opened it up. As soon as I opened it up, like just physically holding the cards, like I felt like a surge of energy just from just holding the cards before I even opened them up. And I opened them up and I went through each one of them. They are so beautiful. I mean, the artwork is just amazing. They have this it just really speaks to you, just looking at the images. I found myself staring at several images. Me and Sandra were talking to each other. That Stone People card, oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah. So there were a few ones that really just I fixated on, and I was like, wow. So I actually, like, shuffled mine and everything. I sat with them for a little while, and I pulled the card for myself. And when I pulled the card for myself, my standing lamp, the light cut on its own. I was like, oh, here we go. So, yeah. That was my experience, but I've been using them. I used it today, so I've just been, you know, I'll pull a card for myself. I may pull several. It was fun. I've been having fun using them so far. So, yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you. So many of you guys have gotten your deck. One of the things that I'll tell you guys, because I sent them all over, I called Sister Munya. She was so excited. She was like, oh, I got my deck today. And, you know, I even put myself back in the order to get another deck, too. I still haven't got mine, so have no fear. Know that they're coming. Know that they're there. They're all being tracked. So you guys will, you'll get your decks. Trust me, you're going to get your deck. Yes. So, you know, I want you guys to leave a comment. These are going to be some of the great things that I want you guys to do. I want you to go over and leave a comment. Leave a comment over there on the cards page, on the MissBlueBlast.com/cards page, if you got your deck. So many people, that's what they're saying. They're like, oh, the goddess Offset spoke to me in the card, or oh, the god Haru,
oh, yes.
Or the throat chakra, share a breath, you know, that's it. And if you're tweeting and using the hashtag new suit magic, pound sign new suit magic, you can also tweet. First, I want you to tweet and tell me your favorite remix quote. And Esther, if you can read those for me.
Yes.
I want
absolutely.
Us to kind of go over that.
There's a lot of Know Your Magics, a lot of those. Jay Reed, Style Universal, just posted that. Abdul posted, don't get caught up in the awe. I don't know if Mal for real is saying that this is his favorite, but he put peace and greetings. I don't know if he's seen
peace and greetings.
I always say that.
Two are funny. Y'all are too funny.
Calamar said, life is wonderful. I think you already read mine. If nothing else moves you, life will. Tergo put up, this is a panic quote. I hope I contradict everything I told you yesterday because that means I learned something new.
Something new.
Yeah, panic is actually on Twitter right now. So,
oh, wow.
Just be prepared for some, some excitement coming. Allie African Fairy said, la, 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 remix. Oh, wow. I think that might be all. I said, know your magic, know your magic. Yep, I think that might be all for now that have come up with that, the hashtag.
Yes, beautiful. So, you guys, thank you for your remix quotes over there. You guys have some great, great quotes. I know because it's all kinds of things that get said over here on the remix. And and even on Facebook, we have some tweets over here. Author says his favorite saying is download, download, download. Download, download, download. Yes, we got to download. We must download, you guys. So that is definitely going to be true about what we need to do here tonight. So looking for you guys. Keep using that hashtag over there. You can also go over to the Remix Family page. If you're not a member of the Remix Family, you can ask to be added to the connection over here on Facebook, and we'll add you. Woo woo. Someone said psycho and woo woo. Someone, Brooklyn, said we're going to get up and move a bit. Back in the chat room. We're going to get up and move a bit. I'm so excited. I don't know about you guys. I'm really high off of the fact that we all are getting to know our decks and everybody's getting this deck. It was long awaited, but it is here. It is so, so here. So that's it. I see Nancy Lockhart is in the chat room, and she's given her testimony again that the magic rings from Mr. Anderson. Let me see. I got so many boxes open here. Let me finish reading the quote that Nancy Lockhart are powerful, powerful magically. Yep. She said, buy them, they work. And that's coming from Nancy Lockhart. And you guys know who she is. She is the country's, the world leading top legal analyst. And so thank you for that, Nancy. Yes, you guys, and you definitely want to get Nancy's book. And y'all know, y'all love that saying, too. I'm surprised someone didn't tweet that. What to do when your ass gets locked up? Y'all love to hear me say that. So I don't know why you guys didn't say that. I didn't know why you didn't say that. Thank you, Esther. It's always so cool. We're going to be, when we do the cards class, I know you're going to be there too, Esther, as well. And we're going to be doing some magical things, you guys. I'm telling you. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Talk about it. It's just going to be everything all in one. It's going to be lots of fun. That's it. It's hashtag new suit magic, all one word, hashtag new suit magic. Thank you for that, Kalimar. She put that up in the room. So if you guys have ordered your decks, know they're on there. They are so colorful. They did an excellent job. And also, I want to say this to you guys. This is the first edition of this deck because there's going to be some other editions. So know that you guys, you have a collector's item. It's really going to be a collector's item. And Spirit has shown me some ways to charge this deck up like nobody's business. Nobody's business. Like, seriously. Like, this is going to be some real fire stuff. The deck is already fire just because of the melanated people that worked on the deck and just because of where the energy came from at this particular time. And then once it makes that connection with you magical people, I ain't going to do like panic and call y'all magical niggas. But you magical people, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to call you guys that, but once you make that connection, you're going to see the power in there, and I'm really going to show you how you can take these things because these are tools. This is a big part of my work that I've come here to do. It's really to show you how to begin to use these tools to tap into that energy within yourself. I believe that and know that everyone is psychic. And so I want to show you guys how to use these decks and really to get psycho sexy and just real cool with it and be able to use the numbers, be able to use the colors. And like Esther was saying, looking at some of these images, when you see these images, they are going to blow you away. And mm-hmm. there's not one person who doesn't have this deck that does not see an image and say, this one right here, that's it. That's it. And there's a story behind each one because, you know, they all have their story. And Stone People was interesting because I was having a real interesting day that day. And Spirit showed me these people. Now, keep in mind, when I got these channels, I did not give any of that information on to any of the other brothers and sisters working on the deck with me. I didn't share that with them. I just gave her a word, you know. If you guys listen to the show that I did with the sister Pure Feminine, what happened is Pure Feminine will tell you that she would be contacting me like, okay, Ms. Blue, like, you just gave me a word. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, channel it. Work with it. That's what you do. Get into your magic. And we talked about ways that she did that. So Stone People was one of those things. And when she came back with this image after I gave her the words detachment, fear, acquiring knowledge, Stone People, and I gave her the number, she just did her thing. And this was really, this was deep because you can see it in so many different levels. Like I see these Stone People. They kind of look like people and then they kind of look like, well, I won't spoil it for you.
It's very, it draws you in and it spoke to me instantly. So, and that's kind of the thing about the cards that I felt like, and I shared this with you before, with other tarot decks, it's kind of like you have to study, at least if you really want to, you know, understand what the cards are saying to you. You really have to, like, study the images, and usually they'll have, like, books and stuff that are with it. And so you have to, it takes some time before you even know what it is that you're pulling.
Yeah.
These cards, instantly. I don't need no explanation. I know what each one of these cards means. It's like, as soon as
yes.
you look at it, it's very clear. And that's, I love
very
that.
Quick. Yes. And, you know, that's the beauty in it. Because even though I use those principles from the tarot deck or the tarot deck, however you say it, I use those same principles. Those are universal principles that we all live by, the mental
mm-hmm.
plane, the physical plane,
mm-hmm.
the spiritual plane. All of those planes have been in there. They're in the deck. And I'm even going to show you, for those of you who may get into the tarot deck, it just never was my thing. I was like you, Esther. It's kind of more, I like the oracle deck because it allows you that creativity. It allows you that freedom to really attune yourself, even though you can do it with the tarot deck too. But there are some things that you have to study in a little bit of way. So someone is asking again, how do we get the cards? How do we go get the cards again? Just go over to www.msblueblast.com/cards, and then cards, CARDS. Yes. So those are going to be the things. Now, these particular cards I'm going to show you. Someone else put up something in the room about dream. I'm going to show you how to do some dream magic with this. I'm going to show you how to do some elemental magic with this. It's going to be all kinds of things that really Spirit revealed to me as this deck was really being birthed, really being birthed. And so remember, the greatest investment you can make is that investment in yourself. The greatest investment. These cards, I'm telling you, you want to get with them. You really, if you ever wanted to work with cards, these are cards, and it doesn't matter. Baby Blue has her own deck. Others have gotten decks for their children, and it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. You can definitely go and get these decks, and you can work with them. So no worries, no learning curves, all of that. It's going to be there for you, and you're going to be able to use it in such a magical way. So, Esther, thank you so much. I want to check and see. Don't forget, if you guys have the deck and you've already received it, because we know so many people have all over the world, I want you to, and I don't know who said that. If it's not from the remix, don't put it up there. Like, really? Seriously.
Skipped over that.
Wow. Can I say wow? Wow. If it's not from there, why are we doing that? Okay. So it's remix time, you guys. We're chatting and chilling. We're doing all things remix, which is about you and all of you who came here for the remix and to do that. I'm also going to do, I think I'm going to do some aura readings tonight, Esther. And, you know, we're going to do some cool things. I want everybody who got their deck, get your decks out. Get your decks out. Play around with your decks, too, tonight.
Yay.
That's going to be really cool to see what comes up. Yeah, that's going to be real cool to see what comes up. So we're going to do that, too. I want to talk a little bit about Tupac here for a minute, because I told you guys about that. I have something very special. It hasn't been birthed yet that's coming through with Tupac. I played a little bit of the gangster thing coming through. We know that Brother Panic talked about the thuggies. That was last year or the year before. And we know that Sister Munya truly lives with the thuggies. That's where the Bali Kali TT comes in, the Kali, the TT. We talked about that, but it's some more stuff coming through. So I'm going to sit with it. We talked about that. We're going to sit with that. But tonight it is a gangster party, and all of you are here. We're in the gangster party, and we're going to be doing that as well. And, yeah, I'm going to get a little gangster icy. I'm going to get a little gangster tonight. I'm going to really get gangster with you guys, and I want to I want to see some gangster stuff that's coming through for you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. If you have your deck, okay, you heard Esther just express her deck, and also her and Sandra, two of the cards that stood out for them on the deck. I want you guys to tweet. I want you to hashtag tweet. What is it? Hashtag new suit magic. The pound sign new suit magic. I want you to tweet that. And I want you to let me know. I like this. Sandra put hers up. She said, these cards have blown my mind. I mean, seriously, the energy in these cards, when I held them, the card that I pulled for myself and my children and the artwork are all the truth. Outstanding. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Miss Blue. And that's from Sandra T. So many of you guys are commenting on there. I want you to go over there and leave your comment. Let me know about the deck. I also, who is this? Roshan? Is this Roshanda? Yes, I think Sister Munya read that. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said she can't wait to hear the instructions. Instructions are going to come with that, but I also remember this is a psychic deck too. So don't be afraid.
Yes.
It's a psychic deck. Get to working with it. It's going to lead you. Trust me. The energy is there. Come on, y'all. It's Miss Blue, and it was by Pure Feminine Energy. So those two energies coming together in itself, you know, it's really just to get that deck and begin to just let it speak to you, because it's going to talk to you. It's going to speak to your heart, and it's just going to talk to you. We're going to be doing some great things here. Esther, hold the line for me. Thank you. You're always coming on and coming through.
Okay.
And
no problem.
Everybody sends love to Esther. She's going to be watching those tweets over there. You know, y'all called her the playground bully last time. They called you the playground bully, Esther. I think that was icy hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
He said she is. No, she's not. No, she's not. But a very amazing and powerful sister, like many of you guys, sisters and brothers out there. Thank you so much, Esther. And
okay.
Hold the line. I'll be calling you back up here in a minute so we can do some more stuff. So here we go, you guys. First, let me do this. I want to give a shout out to Brother Panic. I know he's out there listening. Shouts out to you. Hugs and kisses to your whole fam over there holding it down in the ATL. You guys know that you can actually get that panic pack or that love pack by emailing Brother Panic at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, at hotmail.com. You can do that. You want to get over there and get that, either one. So, and email Brother Panic and get a list of those things. Also, Brother Bobby Hennett, as well, too. I know, something tells me Brother Bobby Hammett's going to be coming on soon. We don't know when, but soon. And as soon as I know, I will let you guys know. But reach out to him because you can do that at any time. Any of those DVDs, anything that we want to talk about, anything that we want to learn, Brother Bobby Hammett has. You know, he's always had some amazing things, and there's nothing that I can't call and ask him about that he hasn't spoke about that he doesn't have a DVD on or something for you to tap in. He has that magical Heru mirror that really is some excellent things, and you guys definitely, you can reach him by calling 678-358-1055. And that's for Brother Bobby Hammett. You want to give him a call as well. And let him know you want to get some of those things that he's doing, too. We're going to read some auras tonight because I just feel this energy in the air. And I feel this energy in the air, you guys. I want to read some auras and talk about some of these things. And just really welcome you guys here. It's remix tonight. That's what we're doing. It's remix style. I'm so honored to just have you guys here with me in the forum. There's nothing better. Well, there's almost nothing better I'd rather be doing. It's one of those nights, people. It's one of those nights. One of those nights. And there's Griffin. Griffin is in the house. Griffin, we needed you. We needed you to do a drum roll last time. We wanted you to do a drum roll. And I didn't get a chance to get to you because Griffin is going to be that announcer. You know, he has that magical announcer voice. By the way, an amazing artist himself also. You guys definitely check him out. So lots of things going on. Here we go. Let's see. I want to give you guys... No, we'll wait for the ritual. We'll wait. We'll wait for the ritual. That's what we'll do. But I want to talk to you about this. I want to talk to you about this before we get into the aura readings. Here we go. I want you to think about this. When we talk about auras, auras are very, very closely related. And this is the way I see this. Auras are so closely related to tattoos, you know? A tattoo is something that you kind of put on your physical body. You put it close to you. It's on you. And auras are related to tattoos. This is actually a part of the channel that I got from Tupac. I'm going to share the rest of it later, but really tattoos and auras are really the same. In fact, when you think about a tattoo, it really is about a tap. It's about a beat. It's about a rhythm. It's about a rap. It's about a drum. So when you hear that, the tattoo and the aura, this is all very, very closely related. So I want to know, just show of hands, and if you guys are on Twitter, I want you to tweet this as well. Show of hands, how many people have tattoos, physical tattoos on their body, somewhere on their body? Tell me where you have your tattoo, and let me know. You can put that you're a sister or a brother. Put an S for a sister or a B for a brother on there because I want to know. This is curious. I want to tell you some guys some things. If you have a tattoo, I want you to go to hashtag, which is the pound sign. And if you can tweet this, pound sign, new suit magic, okay? New suit magic. I want you to do that. Mm-hmm. Somebody just wrote in the room, I always thought you could change your aura. You can. There are layers of your auras that do change. But just like we know that we're multidimensional people, our tattoos are the same things. We're multidimensional people. And so when it comes to auras, one thing about auras is that your past, your present, and your future is in your aura. When I'm doing readings, a lot of times I can read your past, your present, and your future through auras, and you guys can do it too. So, yes, you can change that, just like you can change the past. We know you can do that. We know that your past, whatever is in the records, is going to be shown up there. And in the present, you definitely can shift that energy. And when it comes to the future, you know, you can also really shift that energy around as well, too. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to talk about body piercing, although that is very closely related to tattoos. You're absolutely right. A body piercing and a tattoo. Let's go ahead and throw that in there because that's included too. That's a good point. That's a really good point. The body piercings are really a form of tattoos too.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you guys to tweet that. You know, Esther's going to be helping me out with the Twitter tweets. The tash. If you guys have a tattoo, let me know. If you have a tattoo, where the tattoo is, and also where it is. Tat it up. Back and thighs. All right. I'm gonna let you guys. If you're not on Twitter, you need to get there. You need to get there. It's some mind-blowing stuff going on over there, especially at hashtag new suit. And by the way, you don't have to have Twitter. Here's the thing, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong. If you have the Know Your Magic, the Remix app, and you download the Remix app, it's available right now just for Android phones, still working on some other projects for other phones. You can actually go in there and see all the things that come down that I tweet. So I'm going to retweet some of these so you guys can see it. Some people said mine is across my stomach. I want to know if you are a sister or a brother. That's going to be very important for what I tell you next. How many sisters have tattoos? How many sisters are tatted up? We're going to do oars in just a minute. You know, just give me a moment. How many sisters is tattooed? Tell me where your tattoos are. Ooh, someone got Thug Life tatted across their stomach. Okay. Serious sister right there. I feel you. Yes, Griffin, that's a ooh-wee. All right. Okay. And another sister on board said she got Thug Life tattooed on her chest. Okay. And how many people really know what Thug Life stands for? How many people really know that? Does anybody know? Anybody? That might be worth an Oracle deck tonight. I don't know. Somebody knows what that is. I know what it is. Do you guys? You don't? You'll be surprised what it stands for. You don't know what it stands for, but you got it tattooed on you. I know the meaning you got, okay? But I'll tell you guys a little later in the show what that really means, what Thug Life really stands for. Okay. All right. Okay, so a lot of sisters. Here's something. Let's talk about tattoos and let's talk about oars. But I want to take you guys to tattoos. One of the things that you'll know, and I kind of spoke with Siba Haru Alke Bulon. You guys know he's been on the show. He's a comedic scribe of over 20-plus years. Just to kind of verify some of the information that I got. But here's the deal. You guys know that back in ancient Egypt, back in ancient Kemet, that the women were the first to have tattoos. And some of you, I'm just looking at this until you can see, because one of the things that is for sure, you guys know that that we are the ancestors. We are the ancestors. And so a lot of that DNA gets pushed through. It comes through automatically. It has really nothing to do with sometimes this physical bloodline, but this also has to do with just our spiritual bloodline. It's some of the things that I talk about a lot in the Akashic Record readings. But interesting enough, here are some of the places back in ancient Kemet that the women would have tattoos. On their breast, okay, or some of you would say titty, on their breast. They also had tattoos on their thighs, particularly on their upper thighs, on their arms, okay, and on their abdomens, the abdomen area. Yes, Isn't that something? Now, let me tell you who mainly got the tattoos. Now, y'all want to check something out because it's just crazy how our world is today and how things just really just kind of take themselves into another place. How about it was more of the older women who really helped the younger sisters pick out these tattoos? I thought that was just amazing. Now, they wasn't just tattooing anything. Some of the things that you would see on these tattoos that they would have the goddess Terouette. Remember, I did a show on Terouette. They would have the goddess Terouette tattooed on them because she is the goddess that when she stands, she looks like a hippopotamus, and also on her back is the crocodile. Now, you know, Brother Panic just did this whole thing on Sebek. Well, here's how these two merged together. Okay, because it was even said in some of the ancient texts that Terouette and Sebek were consorts to each other. So now, this is really, really interesting, is that what they would have tattooed on them was the goddess Terouette, because she protected women. She was really a protector of women and children, and also during childbirth time. So when they were pregnant, or these women who were getting pregnant. Yes, you can spell Terouette that way. I also did a show on it too, something about the Milky Way. You can go back and download it. And they would also, you know how back in the day we used to rock the nameplates? Some of y'all still rocking name plates or earring plates or the belt buckles with your name in it. Well, they was doing that back in ancient time, you guys, like thousands of years ago, you know. They was rocking Terouette. They used to wear her on a name plate. So the sisters was walking around with the necklace on, with the name Terouette on there. That meant don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with my baby. We are protected. My family is protected. Our house is protected. My man is protected. We are taken care of. So this was some sisters doing this back in the day. And actually, one of the priestess, which was Amunet, actually, when they, if you look at the Smithsonian Museum, they actually have sort of the actual, some of the mummy, you know, a lot of the pharaohs and the priest and priestess and gods and goddesses that they were mummified, they actually showed their tattoos on them. So they had these tattoos. So for those of you who really had sort of this thing about tattoos, check it out. They had tattoos. Now, the men had tattoos, too. I want to talk about it, though, from the women. The women also had, they would usually take the goddess Bes, B-E-S, Bes, and they would tattoo that at the top of their thigh, right at the top of their thigh. And I know some of the sisters were saying that they had tattoos. And some of them were on their thighs and some on their back. Now, the goddess Terouette actually had what could be considered tattoos because she actually had seven stars tattooed down her back, down her spine. Yeah, down her spine. Down her spine, all the way down her spine. She had those five stars tattooed. And a lot what you would see going around the sisters on their stomach, on their abdomen, they would have different signs and symbols. They would be stars. They would be the goddess Best. They would have all of these things. And as the woman continued in her gestation, in her pregnancy, then those symbols, those signs and symbols would change because her stomach would be expanding. And the energy in them would become more powerful and more powerful. And they would also have them on their breasts. Mm-hmm. And they would also have them on their breasts. So it's real interesting to know that for a lot of the sisters that they had tattoos on their thighs, their back, their breasts, because these were some of the places in ancient times that the tattoos were, that they would have them, like I said, at the top of their thighs, on their arms, on their legs, and also around their abdomen. This is where those tattoos would go into. And again, tattoo it really is about those markings. We talk about the tribal markings. And even if we begin to go back to the continent of Africa, we know that a lot of the tribal markings, or even if we were to go over to the kahunas coming out of what would be considered now Hawaii, out of that area, that they had those tribal markings on there. Also, if we go to the east and look at our brothers and sisters there, you will see all of those tribal markings. I was looking through some information, and even at the Smithsonian Museum in New York, they had one of the goddesses there, and each one of her, you know, like right below her knuckles, she had symbols tattooed there. Now, how many times have you walked around and seen somebody with words and symbols on there, right there? Well, they were doing, this is not new. You know how we talked about nothing new under the sun? The only thing is new is your energy that's on the planet right now. That's the only thing you can bring new, because nothing is new. So all of these tattoos that we're seeing and that's there, this is really it. And one of the things that that I kind of got in the channel with Tupac about tattoos and auras really being the same thing is that a lot of times you are, what you're doing is you're putting that mark there. You're putting that mark on you. So tonight we're actually going to do a quick exercise before we get into the oral reading. And I'm going to give you guys what I call, and this is coming out in my book that I have coming out that I've been working on for a long time, actually been working on it longer than I have any of these projects. But, you know, it's building itself. It's coming. And it's called the tattoo sheet. It's a tattoo sheet. And this is how you're going to make your aura tattoo sheet. Okay, so I want you guys to get something to write with, because you're going to be writing some of these things down. And thank you to everybody who shared their tattoos over there. All right. To everyone on there. Okay. Okay. Backside. Backside. Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all are too much, really. okay. Real interesting tattoos. I'm going to see if we can get Esther on here to read some of the tattoos. So either put them up in the chat room again, you guys, and so we can see those and the tattoos, or see some of those markings that are out there as well, too. Yeah. Uh-huh. I see you guys. I see you guys with the tattoo, but get something to write with, get a pen, get a piece of paper, and then we're going to do the tattoo worksheet. We're going to get into that really quick. So let's hear about some of these tribal markings you guys got. Let me bring Esther on. Peace and greetings, Esther.
Peace. Oh, wow. Do you want me to start with Twitter?
Yeah,
the chat room is going off. Yeah. I can't deal with the chat room right now. Okay, Queen Sheena says that she has two on back and foot.
Okay.
Determined Observer says she has some on her back and behind her heart. Okay. Yeah, back and behind. Okay. Icy Hot said he wants Icy Hot across his stomach. I God says he has I God on his left arm and barbed wire.
Okay.
Mal For Real says he has Sons of God, Life and Death, Jamal, and Hip Hop are his tats. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say where. He just says that's what he has. And then mine, I have on my back and my thighs. And let's see, I think that's all. Oh, wait, we got one more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. No, that's not a tattoo. Okay. All righty.
Okay. You guys, thank you guys for doing it. I want you guys to tell me what your tats are. And let me tell you, Icy Hot got real jazzy with his.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has a picture up there. Ooh, check it out. I see what that means. What does that mean, I see? What does it mean, I see?
Oh, my gosh.
It's says Virgo both ways. Oh, okay. Virgo both ways?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, Icy Hot. We need you to call in.
Yeah, we need you to call in. Yeah, call in, Icy Hot. Press 1, Icy Hot. Yes, press 1. And what's your area code? Because it's tons of people on the line. We want to get you on here, Icy Hot. We want to know about that both ways thing. Explain that to us. Yes. Okay. And for those of you who are in the chat room, Esther just put it up. Here we go. Icy Hot, you're live chatting and chilling with us in the remix.
Yes, ma'am. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are wonderful. Where are you at? A gangster party? We hear that in the background. You have a gangster party.
No, I'm at a house laughing at y'all.
Okay, Icy Hot. So tell us about that tattoo. Tell us about it.
Well, I seen the movie on, what was the movie called? They were talking about anagrams in the movie. It was that movie with Tom Hanks in it about the Illuminati or something. I can't remember. And they were talking about anagrams.
Uh-huh.
The Angels and Demons movie. When it was, and I was wondering what an anagram word, what an anagram was. And I looked it up, and it's like a word that's just the same thing or something else upside down. And so I actually designed that one that says Virgo. And I also have my whole name in the anagram. Also, it says areas one way and carved the other way. And, yeah, I got real creative with my tattoos, and I want a whole lot more.
That's beautiful. Let me ask you, Icy, where is that other tattoo at?
They're both down my arms, and I have one on my chest. I got them down my arms because it'd be easier to see the ambigram. You might see it one way and say it might say one thing, and the other way it says something else.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in and telling us. And everybody's asking where you stay at.
So
you may want to tell them in the chat room. He's in Georgia. Icy's in Georgia. Thank you for that, Icy.
You're welcome.
Peace and love to you. Icy is in Georgia, and guess what, you guys? There is somebody who tweeted, and they got the answer about what thug, what thug life really stood for. They got the right answer. I think they deserve a deck.
Yeah.
So, drum roll, Esther, call them on down.
Let me go back to the page. Oh, no. Okay, sorry. My screen just went out.
What is it? Legends live?
Yes, that's what it is.
Legends live. Yes. Let me have you call in because I want you to tell everybody you actually got the correct answer. And so you're going to get a deck. You're going to get a deck. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you're in the chat room. Hopefully you can get on the line. Press 1. Yeah. You know, you don't have to tell us all your business there, but maybe you can. Maybe you can tweet me so I can know that you're there. I just agreed to follow you, so I know you're listening. So we need to get your area code. There's too many people on the line, and I won't be able to find you if I do all of that. So let's see. Well, we'll wait for him. We'll wait for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he tell us, and because I want him to do it. Mm-hmm. We all got the correct answer. No, all you did, Nancy. Good try, Nancy. I know you're the legal analyst, but no, all of you didn't.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, in the room.
It was a good try, but no, you guys did not all get the right answer. Sorry to say that. Okay, well, we're going to check back in and see that. Thank you guys for sharing all about your tattoos and what they are. Esther, what are your tattoos?
I'm gonna share some. I have a jaguar on my thigh. It's crouching, crawling down a tree, and I have a Virgo on my back. I have the actual sign, and then I have the lady that kind of looks like me that's laying against the Virgo sign, and she's all adorned and looking very nice, and that's on my back.
Okay, interesting. My sister has that crawling panther there as well, and she's a Virgo. That's kind of scary. Kind of scary.
Yeah, and I got that just because I always liked cats. I always liked the big cats. So it was like years after that I did the science on the jaguars and what they represented and all of that. And then I got my cats, and I was like, wow, okay. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that cat energy. I think I remember on a Blue Blast call when one of the totems, your totem that came up that I gave you was a panther,
yes,
remember?
Yes, was a panther. Yes, I remember that. I do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You remember that?
Know your magic. I definitely do.
It's so serious to know your magic. Well, thank you so much, Esther. I think he's called in, so
okay,
I'm going to try
to
see. Let's see if we get. Well, what happened? Where'd he go? I know you just pressed that line. Come on, tell us what Thug Life really means. Press one. We want to get you in there. Don't be shy. It's the remix, everyone.
Yes.
I see a lot of tattoos you guys want to get out there. I see a lot of tattoos you guys want to get.
He says he's in the chat room too, Miss Blue. Did you see that?
He's in the chat room as well. No. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. I don't see you. Where is he? Yeah, but you're not telling us who you is.
Right.
Yeah, we need you to call in. We need you to call in. Yes. So we're going to move on until he calls in and shares that with us. You're going to win a deck. You want to win that Know Your Magic deck if you haven't already had it. If you have it, give it to a friend. Give it to a loved one. Share it with a loved one. They'll love it. Oh, there he is. Okay, we see you. We see you. We want you to call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we can know that you're there. Maybe this is him. Let's see. We're going to go calling in, it looks like, from area code 678.
Yes.
Yes, who's on the line, please?
This is Blake.
This is who?
Blake Blaze.
Okay. And what's your name on Twitter? Because I didn't see no Blake Blake.
Oh, well, I'm not on Twitter. I'm just, I was listening in, so I just dialed in because I know what Thug Life means.
Okay, well, you know, and I'm glad that you do know what Thug Life means. I want you to hold the line because we actually had somebody on Twitter who got it first, but thank you. And,
okay.
And what did you say your name was again?
Blake Blaze.
Okay. Beautiful. Love it. Hold the line for me. All right. You know what? Let's see. It's a beautiful night here in the remix. We're going to see. Let's see if this is him calling in. And maybe we can just ask you, are you on the phone lines? 815. You're live in the release. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, no. This ain't me. This ain't me.
This ain't him.
I was just listening. One fault. No.
Okay.
I didn't mean to click on.
All right. Okay, well, just...
But this
just
is more for real, though, from Twitter. But no, I didn't mean to.
Okay. That's okay. Stay right where you are. Just stay right where you are.
Yeah, I was just listening. My fault.
No. You're beautiful. Just stay where you are. We love you. All right. Okay. So people are saying they need the answer. So,
yeah.
And he's saying he can't call in because the lines are full.
Ah.
Let's see. What to do? I get a lot of cheers in the chat room for let Blake Blaze do it.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That is real
funny.
Yeah,
that is. You guys are a mess. Y'all will get a blind man in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, what is all of this? Oh, you guys are telling me how much you love the show. I love you guys, too. I see you in the house. I'm just learning how to do this. Oh, wow. This is cool. Okay. All right. It's okay. You're still figuring out Twitter. You are not alone. Trust me. You are not alone on that figure out Twitter.
The more
okay,
you tweet,
so,
the better it gets.
Yes. So we got to keep doing this, you guys, all week. So we're going to go back to Blake Blaze, and we're going to let Blake Blaze tell us the answer for, what's his name again, Esther?
Well, his name in the room looked like it was Asini. Yeah, Asini, but over on Twitter it was Legends Live. Mm-hmm.
Legend. Okay. So here we go. So calling in 678.
Yes.
Blake Blaze? Yes.
Yes, that's
okay,
that's
Blake Blaze. That's yes, we know that's you. That's why we called on you. We called on you, Blake Blaze. So Blake Blaze, I think this is your first time calling in, isn't it, Blake Blaze?
Yes, it's my first time calling in, but I listen all the time. Been listening about 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, y'all better know your magic. All right, Blake Blaze, you want to tell everybody what it means?
Yes, it means the hate you give little infants fucks everybody.
Okay, that's what
that's
thug
right.
means, you guys.
That's right.
That's thug life. That's what it means. So this is why, and thank you so much, Blake Blaze. I feel like I need to give you something. What do you think, Esther?
Okay.
He needs
I think he earned it. I think he earned something. I think he did.
Yeah, you earned something. So what do you want, Blake Blaze?
How about me?
Well, maybe that's too. You want a mini aren't you the sweetest? You know,
yeah.
You could have said anything, Blake Blaze.
Yeah.
You got me and Esther on the line.
Mm-hmm. The world is yours.
All right, Blake Blaze. Oh, gosh, we're having too much fun here. Let's do it. We're going to kick this off. We're going to do a mini reading. And I'm going to do a little bit of auras. And don't worry, we're going to get to that tattoo sheet because that's going to be some good stuff. And there it is. That's what thug life means, you guys. The hate you give little infants. Fuck everybody. Wow, did Miss Blue just say that? I did. Love to Tupac. Love you, Tupac. all right, Blake Blaze. Is there any particular area you want me to take a look at tonight or something you have on?
I guess I would say what should I be doing, you know? I mean, what should I be doing with my life? I mean, I got a lot of things going on. I got a lot of talent, but, I mean, I don't have any focus.
Mhm. Okay. And you know, this is a really good question for everyone who's out there listening, because a lot of times so many things will be coming to us, and one of the things that is difficult sometimes is to be able to tap into that energy and really just to get the focus that we need. They're just sending you so much love in the chat room, Blake Blaze. Are you in the chat room, by the way?
No, I'm not in the chat room, but I'm.
That might be a good thing, Blake
Blaze. Yeah, you're getting a lot of love, a lot of heart, a lot of energy,
a lot
being
of
focused
love.
Towards you. They love your voice as well, just so that you know.
Interesting.
Oh, goodness. I tell you, let me stay focused here. All right, Blake Blaze. Here we go. One of the things immediately, I'll tell you this, that is coming up for you, two things, the heart chakra and the base chakra. And one of the things that I see is I actually see that one of these situations has a lot to do with a relationship. Does that make sense when I say that?
Hasn't been in a relationship for a minute.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily mean, and thank you for putting that out there. Someone just PM'd me and said, thanks, Miss Blue. But not necessarily just relationships in that particular way, but just relationships of connecting with people. This could be work. This could be a relationship between what you feel your passion is and what you're actually doing. And I see that you're kind of torn between those two. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Yes. And so here's a couple of things that you can actually begin to do, because one thing that we strive for here in this reality is balance. But the truth is we're never going to be balanced, if that makes sense. We're kind of standing on that tightrope and trying to use our arms to really kind of get us in that situation where we can be balanced. Two things to focus on for you has a lot to do with the heart chakra. For you is, yes, never. Someone said we're never going to be balanced. We're absolutely never going to be balanced. The color that comes up for you is that color red. And red in your aura at this time is representing a lot of passion, because you have a lot of passion, passion for yourself. You have a passion for helping, a passion for giving. A lot of those passions are there. But this is the time that really Spirit is saying that you have to begin to get into what we call your human nature. Now, that's a little different when we just say us being human. I want you to begin to think of your hue, you, the brother, the hue, your skin color, the essence of who you are, nature, your melanin. The base chakra, this particular card, is made up of black and red. Black is the melanin, is the hue. And then it's sort of the man, that's you, the God, the nature of you. To begin to start to think about some of those things in your life that you want to do, those things that you're inspired to do, and begin to move on them. Because what I see that's holding you back at this time is you trying to find harmony and forgiveness.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So harmony and forgiveness. They're trying to guess where you're from. I have to close the chat room. They're distracting me at this time.
I'm in a
harmony. Room. Yes, okay. So harmony and forgiveness. What does that, when I say harmony and forgiveness, what does that mean to you?
Harmony. Harmony, just finding my way. Just finding, like you say, a balance. Forgiveness, I think it's just a lot of things in my past I need to forgive myself for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To move forward, you know?
Yes, and move forward. You know, red is that color. It is actually the first color in the rainbow. And we know the rainbow is really that universal symbol of just really showing us about our faith. And for you, the core, like I said, the other card that came up was the heart chakra, and that card is the card number 41. So this is really about change for you. You're in that place where you actually have taken that left foot forward to make some changes, and you have, but then there's still some things that you're hesitating on. And some of those hesitations that you're hesitating to change on has a lot to do with your past. And when it comes to mistakes, things that you think you coulda, shoulda, woulda done, all of those things, to begin to let them go so you can begin to forgive, move forward,
right,
get into that place of peace, into harmony, to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was pretty enlightening, and I would just like to say that I listen to you all the time. This truly is a family. I have dreams about the show all the time, where my ancestors come around and listen to the show, especially when Brother Panic comes on. Even the other night before Brother Panic got on to talk about Sebek, I had a dream that I turned into a crocodile. And the number eight kept coming up in the dream. 63.
Beautiful.
You know, and Brother Panic broke that science down to to simplicity. I guess that was last Sunday night. So
hey, yes, it was.
I don't know if I was dreaming. It was if it was a premonition about the show, or if I don't know, but it was. It was great.
Yeah. Well, great. Here's two things. You know, even before that show, I don't know if you heard the show. Which the whole theme of the show or where we're at this time has a lot to do with New Suit. And even when Bilal came on from Bilal the Experience, he talked about sort of those things of Dr. Hook and really sort of that change. So we've been working our way up to that energy. It's no coincidence that the crocodile came up for you and then Brother Panic came on and talked about Sobek. It really is about being sort of in that vibration. And when you're in that vibration, you can pick up all of those things that exist out there. So, no, it wasn't an accident at all. and it wasn't just a dream. In that sense, it definitely was not just a dream. Well, I thank you so much for calling in and sharing that thug life with us. When did you first sort of realize or came to that to understand what Tupac meant about that?
Oh, man, that was years ago.
Yeah, for me too.
I've been into Tupac for a minute. Yeah, I just felt Tupac was a very influential artist, and he would just... I don't know, a very spiritual artist. So I just, you know, always connected with him on that level. So, you know, just read a lot about him and always thought he was pretty dope.
Yeah, well, you're a pretty bad artist yourself, too.
Think so?
Yeah, I know so.
Okay, well. Well, I'll keep that in mind, Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. Love to share your stuff someday. So be in touch, and thank you so much for listening. And yeah, you got to join this chat room sometime.
Yeah, I'm going to have to join the chat room. I'm gonna have to get in there with y'all.
chat room is really on fire right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chat room's on fire right now. Well, I wanted to share that with you, you know, just to take those things with you. So let me just sum that up really. You're in the time right now. Your energy is all about change. It has a lot to do with change. Like I said, change energy. And also gateways for you. We have universal gateways that we all can move through at one time, but right now this is a gateway time for you. So it really is a great time for you to begin to get into those things of what we call knowing your magic or that ritual work so that you can walk through and leave those couldas, shouldas, and wouldas behind. And it
right.
is the time of change for you. It's the time of change. And that's going to open up the door for you. And what comes up next is the God Tahuti, which is all about perception and the keys of life. And that's typically the guy, the man, the God that you are. You are about perception, and you are about the keys of life. So I would do some work with the God Tahuti and just jump right in.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. There you have it. So now you know what thug life means.
The brother has his own hashtag. I just have to let him know on Twitter. Somebody has already started a Blake Blaze Magic hashtag for him. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
You know what? You know what, you guys? Too much.
Yeah.
Too much, you guys. All right. So, you know, Blake Blaze, we're going to do something special for you. Email me a question for Blue at gmail.com. Y'all are too funny. Y'all are too funny. All right. So, we're going to keep moving on. We're live here in the remix. We're chatting and chilling. We're doing remix style, full house tonight, packed tonight, international listeners, everybody listening all over the world. We're going to do some readings here tonight. We're going to do some mini readings. No, they're going to be mini. Gave Blake Blaze a little bit more there just to kind of go off because, you know, he gave the answer to that. So, we're going to give him something. You know what I got? Ha, ha, ha. are two. It's a good thing the brother is not in the chat room. It's
Thank
a good
you.
Thing.
Thank you.
I know, right, Queen? All right, so now here's what we're going to do. Let's do this. I see all of you with your hands up. Don't worry, I'm going to get to you guys. Esther, I know you're holding it down on Twitter.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
We're going to also check in with the Remix family page and see what else is over there, too.
Wow.
Yes, wow is the word for tonight. You guys, wow, wow, wow. Talk about taking risks. Y'all is all out there. Somebody said, make me want to holler. Oh, my goodness. Okay,
you know what, so Ms. Lou, when you were talking about Tupac, he said that in a lot of his songs. Like, I was listening to Pac for a long time, but, like, even when he was on his Machiavelli album, he would explain like what it meant, what did Illuminati mean, and all those type of things that he meant. He was very vocal about that, and the media in his later years, you know, started to portray that violent image. But he was always, any interview he did, anything he did on TV, any magazine interview, he was always very eloquent and vocal about what these things meant and talking about the social cause and being for the people. So I love Pac, so I got to just, you know,
Pac, yes, and definitely, and big ups to his mama. You know, Fanny Shakur, you know, and just even his father, just the way he lived his life. And, you know, just really, like you said, you never really got a chance to really see a lot of Tupac unless you really just kind of studied him. They tried to portray that thug life in him. And even though we recognize that the thuggies really come from a magical place in itself, but he was a very conscious brother, very conscious about our children and very passionate. I want to talk about passionate about our babies. And so even when you get to think about what thug life meant, you know, think about all of these things when it comes to babies, our children, and how important that energy is. And know that Tupac is also, you know, watching over the children as well, too. So that's it. It's a gangster party for all of us. You know, much love to him. He even has a center out in Atlanta. For those of you who are in Georgia, that's in the Atlanta area that his mother is running a school, a performing arts camp that's out there that really just promotes all of those things. And children come from all over the world to study music and begin to work with that energy that's out there. And by the way, this is also something I want to mention. The other day on Facebook, I actually put up where Tupac performed. He performed the other night. And he did. He performed at the Coachella concert that they had. And they actually had a hieroglyph of him. Now, what's interesting enough about this is it all has to do with auras, it has to do with signs, it has to do with symbols, it has to do with tattoos. All of these things are the same. So does it make sense that they had a hierogram of him performing on stage? It does. And so it makes a lot of sense, because who better to be able to do that? But this is how I would like for you woo-woo people to look at this, us woo-woo brothers and sisters. Who knows our magic? When you begin, because it was all kinds of comments that went up when I put that post up, and people were saying all kinds of things like, what are they going to do next and all of this. Well, you know, for us who really know our magic, we can talk to Tupac anytime we want. I talked to him today. A couple of weeks ago, you know, channels that myself, you guys get, our parents get. The brother was talking about his ancestors. Many of you have gotten channels from people, family members, and people you've been close to in your life, and also some of those who came back to be those signs and symbols for us. This is something that we've already known. So it's really showing you how the consciousness is being translated onto this human planet, that now that maybe that they're not conscious to the point where they're doing the same exact work the way that we're doing it, but they have found a way to bring that energy back to the planet. Does that make sense when I say that? That they have found a way to really tap into that energy. This is them bringing that energy back to the planet in the way that they have done it, you know, through these hierograms. It's not actually the first time it was done. Actually,
no.
A hierogram was actually done back. Mariah Carey was one of the first ones to do that. And they actually had a concert for her in Europe. And what was interesting enough is that she walked out on stage and people were just beginning to, you know, light their candles and sing along with her. And then it took them a minute to even realize, wait a minute, you're not real. And, you know, I kind of laugh when I thought about that, because that was something that sometimes when spirits come to me, I could say, wait a minute, you're not real. Like I talked about the very personal story about the brother Wellbone who passed away, and how he came to me, and that's how I knew he had made his transition, because I seen him physically standing in my bedroom, actually, talking to me. So I said, wait a minute, if you're here, that means, that's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, many of you guys are putting up stuff like Star Trek. Yeah, Star Trek was doing this science a long time ago, but it shows you that people are in the place now, and everyone's being called to do this, is that your best. It's time to put your work out there. It's time for you to put your best foot forward, to do those things that you came to the planet to do. And it's not about being perfect. And it's not about knowing everything every step of the way. But it is about you knowing at this particular moment, this present time where you are, what it is you're called to do. So you may not know what you're called to do tomorrow, but at least know what you're called to do at this moment and be present. That's where you're going to get it. The greatest insight is being present. So good stuff, good stuff. Keep those tweets coming. Keep those tweets coming. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the phone lines. We're going to do some aura readings here tonight. So I'm going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, love, joy, and happiness. This is Casanova, a woman's extra from Beaumont City. How you doing, Miss Liz?
I'm doing wonderful, Casanova.
I wanted to share, I do have tattoos and piercings myself. But I'm going to start with my tattoos. One is on my right arm is a panther with bloody claws. It's in my eyes. It's my first tattoo. My left arm, I got a C with a triangle upside down with a Roman number 2, that means Gemini. And on my lower arm, on my left, it's a whip chain with my name on it. Because it has. Are you there?
We're still here.
Okay. Now on the tongue, there's a tongue there with 2 piercings with tongue rings on it that matches my tongue. And on my back is an Indian angel thug mask with a bandana on one side and feathers on the left side. And the wings, one side is angel with feathers on the side, and the other side is like a demon. Not really folly demon wings, but a little bit. And on my chest, I got the ancient Kemet off with the veins on the side of it, with the Isle Hero, as well as the marijuana leaf.
So you is just tattooed up.
Yeah, and I got some more too, because I mean, only 4 of them, I draw them up. You saw one of my artists on the email too. So I do my own designs that have them tattooed on me.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. Are you on Twitter?
I do have a Twitter page, but, I do have a Twitter page, but only way I can get to it is now is on my phone instead of my laptop. But I'm on there.
Okay. Did you tweet us all of this?
I can tweet, no problem, but I just got to, you know, hang up my cell phone to get to it.
Oh, so, no, you don't want to do that. You won't get back in.
Right. So,
yeah, you won't get back
in. Favorite,
don't do that.
One of my favorite quotes, and it's from Brother Panic, and shout out to him, is faith in consciousness.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for that, Casanova.
Thank you.
All right, Casanova. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you.
Oh, that was beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 347, and I guess, hey, it's Chat and Chill, so whatever you guys like, that's what we'll do. Chat and Chill 347, who's on the line, please? 347? Going to let 347 stay where they are. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, this y'all's boy. No thing. Calling out of Roanoke, Virginia. What up, Miss Blue? What up, Esther?
Greetings. No thing. No greetings. Bang. Greetings.
All right, so how we doing this tonight? You doing a little mini reading, or you want to hear about my tats right fast, or what? How you want to do that?
Well, you can tell us about your tats if you want to. No thing. And then I'm gonna do some mini readings.
Okay. Well, I only got like five of them. On my right arm, I got like a little basketball man. You know when N1 was in style? You know, so I used to play basketball, or whatever. So I got the little N1 man. And on the bottom of that, I got Southwest, you know what I'm saying, because that's my hood that I was repping at that time. And on the back of my bicep, on my left arm, I got Fear. And on the back of my right bicep, I got No Man. And then I got another tattoo, but that was like a little, pretty much like a little homemade tattoo. I won't talk about that one, but that's pretty much it.
Why not? Why not? I mean, why the homemade?
Because I got this guy... from around my way to do it or whatever, and like he was smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? He messed it up a little bit, so yeah. I really don't talk about that.
Okay, all right, so just right there,
I can tell you got something off of that right there just by me not wanting to talk about that.
Yes, I did. All right, so I want to talk to you about one of the colors that came up in your aura, and one of the colors that came up for you was the color gray. Now, gray is that color, gray, yeah, like gray. You know, gray is a beautiful color. Gray really is that color. It has a lot to do with being connected with moon energy. It's connected with the energy of silver. Now, whenever gray comes up, and you have quite a bit of this, I want to talk to you about some of the things you have going on in your life at this time. And you know what? I forgot to do something here, so I got to do it now. Sorry about that. But one of the things that I want to talk to you about is when it comes to what you're doing. Gray, this energy really has a lot to do with sort of kind of being, I don't want to say in the middle. You know how sometimes we say it's not black, it's not white, it's kind of in that gray area?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That gray area to me represents like awareness, you know what I'm saying, that watcher, that observer. Yeah,
that's that energy. But here's something that Spirit is saying is really make sure that you're not setting your sights too far ahead. Because what happens is, and we're talking about risk right now, because when you do that, sometimes you run the risk of not really being present in the now. And so I want you to think about all the things that you have going on right now and make sure that you're not living too far in the future with these things. And make sure that you're living right now in the present moment so that you can begin to, manifest these dreams and stay grounded into where you are. Does that make sense with what you have going on now?
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel that I am pretty present, but I understand, yeah, I feel exactly what you're saying, though. My mind does wander, you know what I'm saying, wander off, you know what I'm saying, to the future, to worry about certain stuff.
Yeah.
But I try not to pay too much mind, though, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep my mind present.
Right. And that's a good thing, to stay present. But the main thing I want you to get is not you know, set those sights for yourself way too high and not constantly be in that state of the future. You know, just kind of, you know, you want to plan for the future, you want to do that, but don't do things too far out, because what happens when you do that is that you're gonna miss some of the things that are happening in the present. Yeah.
Okay.
So keep working with that. Moon energy is great for you. You love the moon. The moon loves you. You know, work with that. Work with a lot of that gray. Get into that silver energy, and that's going to help you there. So beautiful. Thank you for calling in. No thing.
All right. Thank you. And peace, Miss Blue, and peace, Esther.
Peace.
All right. Peace. All right. Beautiful. You guys, we are chatting and chilling. Let's see. I just got a message. Well, I'll just put them on blast. Griffin said, are we still going to do the exercise? That's what Griffin wanted to do. So hold the line, you guys. We're still going to do the exercise. And let me get to the exercise really, really quick, because Griffin said, come on, I want to do the exercise. I know you guys want to get readings, and we're going to do the readings too. But let's do some exercises here, okay? So the first thing I want you guys to do is when you get out a piece of paper, this was something we did on the Tribal Mojo Magic Show, where I had you guys write who you were, and you were writing who you were in one sentence or two sentences. Remember that, you guys? Everybody remember that? For those of you who've already done that, wonderful. For those of you who have not, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a few moments, and this is going to be the first step in really creating sort of that tattoo, that magical tattoo for yourself. So I want you to be able to do that. All right. Yeah. So I want you guys to take a few moments, and I want you to write down in one sentence, who are you? You know, if you could describe yourself and someone was to ask you who you were, I want you to take some time and in one sentence write, who are you? Yes. Who are you? And we had fun with this last time, huh, Esther? Everybody tweeted who they
yes,
were.
Yes, we did.
So
yes, we did.
If you're on Twitter, oh, Pataharu said, love the show. Oh, thank you. So, you guys, I want you to do that. I want you to go ahead and write that down. I kind of got lost for words right there, but
and if they're on their Twitter, you can actually, if you want, you can retweet the one that you did before and just add new suit to it so that it comes back up for this one, or you can do a new one.
Yes, or you can do a new one. How cool is that?
Do new suit magic.
Yep, new suit magic, hashtag, which is the pound sign, learn that. And yeah, I got to say that because it took me forever. I was like, what is the hashtag? Esther was like, the pound sign. So, yes, we're all learning here together. It's a beautiful thing. So, hashtag, you guys, pound sign. And you guys can retweet that. I see you guys are having fun with that. And then we're going to go through that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right. So, yes, you guys, that is true. We are doing tattoo sheets tonight. This is going to be your personal tattoo sheet. I'm going to show you how to charge it up and really connect with it. So the first thing that you're going to write down is, who are you? Who are you? In one sentence, you know, use some words. Be creative. You know, get into your magic. Tell us who you are. So who are you? You're going to write that down. And then next, here's the second thing I want you to write down. When do you feel most powerful? When do you feel most powerful? When do you feel excited? When do you feel inspired? When do you feel sexy? When do you feel free? And I want you to just use a couple of words in a couple of sentences, and I want you to write that down. When do you feel powerful? When do you feel excited? When do you feel inspired? When do you feel sexy? When do you feel free? I want you to begin to write that down. Is Trinidad in the house tonight? Big ups to all of our international listeners who's listening all over the world. Good to have you guys in the house with us tonight. We are chatting and chilling. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue. And also joining me tonight again is Esther. And of course, you guys. Of course, you guys. Of course, you guys. So we have all of our international listeners. I know the UK, Amsterdam is in the house. Japan is in the house. I see you guys out there, London in the house, all of you guys all over the world. So great cheer tonight. So when do you feel powerful? When do you feel excited? When are you inspired? You know, when do you feel sexy? When do you feel free? All of these things are a part of your tattoo. They're part of your aura tattoo. So I want you to begin to write them down. Y'all need a little bit more time. You can also post it on the Remix Family Play page as well, too. I see Jewel Two Diamond. She posted hers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a couple on Twitter.
Okay, you want to read? You want to read them out?
Sure. Let's see here. So, this is Jewel. Says Jewel Two Diamond. She says, "I am infinite. I am one with time and space." Allie, African Fairy, says, "I am stretching my wings, rising high beyond the limits of my mind." Queen Sheba says, "I am a beautiful soul that is learning her magic." I put up the one I had before, which is, "I am a beautiful spirit, knowledge seeker, and wisdom bearer." And I think that's all. That's all for the Have New Suit Magic on it.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so New Suit Magic, don't forget to use the pound sign, New Suit Magic, and this is how you're going to be able to connect. Yes, you guys are doing some great tweets here. We can check the Remix Family page as well, too.
Yes, okay. And in the room, Sun Gladys Bliss just said, "I feel sexy and free when I hear the sound of drums and I dance."
That was very beautiful. All right. This is, I believe this is iGod over on the Remix Family wall. And he says, "When I am free, I feel inspired. When I am inspired, I feel sexy." And when I feel sexy, I feel free. That's a tongue twister.
Say it five times fast.
Say it five times. Free, inspired, free, sexy, feel, sexy, free. And also, you guys, if you want to take a look at Griffin, you want to take a look at some of his artwork, you can go over to the Remix Family page. It's there. You can take a look at some of his magical art. It's up there for you guys to see, too, as well. So thank you guys for that. We're also checking the Remix Family page. So you guys keep posting either in the chat room over here on the Remix, or you can go to the Remix Family page on Facebook and the Remix Family group, or you can also tweet that, hashtag Miss Blue, and get that as well, too, so we can see. So, cool for you guys. Cool for you guys. All right.
Posted. Do you want me to read that one?
Okay. Yeah.
"I am magic that moves, lives, and breathes my being. Sexy, liberated, passionate fire, because I'm recreating my entire being."
Beautiful.
And another one, Icy Hot. "Oh, a weirdo, but I'm rare, though. Only thing holding me down is gravity, and that's temporary."
Oh, Okay. Oh, I guess you answered all of those questions, Icy. You did it in your icy hot way, and that's cool. That's cool. All right. So here we go. Let's go on to the next question. All right, you guys. This is, and I want you to think about this. I want you to think about when you've said this to yourself, what is it? So you're going to complete the sentence. And here's the sentence, okay? You ready? You ready, Esther? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Damn, I need to stop doing. What is that for you? Damn, I need to stop doing. What is that? Complete the sentence. Yes. Damn, I need to stop doing. Doing what? Doing that. Procrastination, some people were putting up. What else do you need to stop doing?
That is real good. Real good.
Icy Hot wrote, procrastination. Damn, I need to stop giving my power, giving away my power. I say that a lot to people in readings. Yes, Sun Goddess. That's a good one. Okay, let's see what else. We won't read you, Green. You need to stop masturbating, Green Vibrance. Yeah. You won't tell us who you really are, but we know. They know, as Drake said. They know. We know. Oh, wow. We know who you really are, so it's all good. Okay, wow. What else do you guys need to stop doing? What is it? What is it that you say to yourself, damn, I need to stop doing?
African Fairy says smoking.
Okay. All right.
I said doubting myself.
Yes. That's a good one. I think that's one that we all can do that. Here's one here. Some most powerfuls are in there. We'll go back to those in a minute. I see Queen and Way of Coyote put some of those in there. But I want and Unboard said I need to stop worrying.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. Icy said sharing food.
Oshu
said I need to stop cursing people out.
Oh my God.
Who is that? Said taking my medicine.
Yeah. Mhm. Yep.
Mhm. Griffin said, shaping my world according to the thoughts of others. Very
Bam.
Good. Very.
There you
that's
have
a good,
it. That's a
that's
real
a
good
one.
One.
Very good one, Griffin. And then Brooklyn says, damn, I need to stop doing all the stressing and just chilling. Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. You guys are coming up with some good ones.
Mal for real says, damn, I need to stop being too nice.
That's mine, Mal for real. Damn. Let me put it in the chat room.
Wow.
Damn.
Coyote Prophet. Oh, y'all are funny. Coyote Prophet says, damn, I need to stop being a couch potato. Interesting. Jewel Diamond says, I need to stop turning the other cheek. F that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And someone says, who was that? Says, I need to stop taking everything so personal. Damn. That's a retweetable. That's a tweetable right there.
Yes. Where is that at? I missed that one. Let me get that one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All of these are really, really good. Yes.
Yes, that's I got. That is I got.
Yes, yes.
Queen Sheba says, damn, I need to stop biting my tongue.
I like that. That's a retweetable, Queen. I like that, Queen Sheba. What else, you guys? What else is it? You know, we all have those things that we say, damn. You know? I need to stop what? Damn. I need to stop. What is it? DM on board said, I need to stop drinking. She says snot. Y'all are too funny. Too funny. Alicia says, damn, I need to stop being scared of the dark. Planet X Mars, damn, you need to stop quoting people. That was a good one. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry.
This is so funny.
You know,
Kim said, I need to stop thinking what if. That was good.
Yes.
That's really good.
That is, need to stop thinking what if. That's right. That's right. Oh, here's another good one. Queen Sheba says, damn, I need to stop thinking everyone's hating on me. Y'all need to retweet that.
Holy. Yes.
That's a retweetable. Yes. That's a retweetable.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Wow. Jennifer Wiley says, damn, I need to stop creating by default. New suit magic.
Yes, that's a retweetable.
Yes.
Icy
Hot, being a sucker for love. Sorry about that.
Aww, a sucker for love. Wasn't that a song?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I need to stop loving Twitter so much. All right, you guys, let's go to the next question. I think we got all of our dams in there. Damn, I need to stop doing that. So now, if you could have your tattoo, what would your tattoo be? I want you to think about the three questions we just answered, and then I want you to combine that into a tattoo. What would that symbol be for you to be that tattoo? What would it be? So think about who you are. Think about when you feel powerful, excited, inspired, sexy, and free. And then also think about, damn, I need to stop doing that, because that brings in some balance there. What is the damn you need to stop doing? What are all of these things wrapped into one? If it were a tattoo, what would it be? What would that tattoo be? What would it look like for you? Because these are going to be your oracle tattoos.
That's really cool, because I just, like, got a whole image right there. Wow. That
yes,
is really
yep.
awesome.
So think about it, you guys. What is that tattoo? Icy Hot said his symbol would still be his symbol? Yes. Okay. Cool. Harboring negativity. That's a good one. Somebody put that. That's the dam. We're still on the dam. But I want you guys to think about what would that tattoo be? If you can put it into words, I know some things you can't put it into words, but out of all the three questions that we answered, what would it be? On board said a kundalini tattoo down her spine. That would encompass everything, who she is, what she feels, powerful, excited, inspired, sexy, and free, and the damn, I need to stop doing that. It would be kundalini tattooed there. We got a quotable in the room. That's what
wow.
that is. I tell you. All right, you guys, let's get with it. We're still going to do readings tonight. I see you guys on the phone line, so we're going to do that. Don't forget, if you don't have your Know Your Magic Oracle deck, you definitely want to go over there and you want to order your deck and get that deck. I see some orders coming in now, so know that they will go out ASAP. I'll send them out as soon as I'm done here. But you can go over to www.missblue.com/cards, CARDS, and you can get that if you download the show. And I know you will download, then you'll be able to see that there. And Sister Munya is putting it in the room, so definitely you guys do that. I sound like a Blue Blast, sounds like a Burger King slushy. Wow.
Oh,
are
wow.
Are you here for the show? Are you here for the show? Because that's what we're doing, the show. Too funny. I ain't going to tell you what you sound like.
Oh, we have some tweets in of what the tattoos would be. African Fairy says her tattoo would be a butterfly changing, transforming, spreading my wings, coming from one stage into a new suit.
Beautiful.
Nice. Queen Sheba says her tattoo would be a fierce lion because they ain't afraid of nothing. I heard that.
I know that's right.
I heard that. Calamar says, damn, I need to stop listening to others over myself. The tattoo would be image of a fiery yoni opening gateways needed for my rise.
There it is. There you have it.
There you have it. For mine, I think I would do a lotus flower, interlock with other lotus flowers, and then coming from the petals, I would have like words or letters that are kind of coming down, and at the root of the lotus flower, I would have really fertile earth, and you could kind of see where some of the leaves had withered, you know, from me doubting myself or from me just doing those things that I don't want to do. And you could see the whole field would have those kind of sprinkled in, but at the same time, you could see the new roots popping up. I just got a whole image. I'm like, ah! So, yeah, that's fine.
I love that. That is so powerful, so beautiful. Look at this. What's this? Mal for Real says that his tattoo would be a balloon with the string.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, would love for you to call in and talk to us about that.
Yeah.
Would love for you to call in and talk to us about that. Mm-hmm.
Legend said he would have a tattoo of me and Pop climbing a vine made of lush that reaches Shambhala. Mm.
Wow.
Okay.
I love that. Yes, that's a very powerful. I actually have a Shambhala crystal. A really nice Shambhala crystal. That's bad to the bone. And I actually sent my friend one too. I have a Shambhala crystal that is really amazing to begin to work with. But let me tell you something that Siva Haru Alke Bulan told me that, and I've given this out before. If you guys don't have this crystal, you slept on this one. I think I talked about it on a couple of crystal shows.
Yeah.
It's the Herkimer Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get you a Herkimer Diamond. The Herkimer Diamond does what a crystal clear quartz does times 100.
Wow.
Herkimer Diamond. And for all of our East Coast people who live on the East Coast, you can actually go on a tour and you can actually go and you can actually get you a Herkimer Diamond. You can go through the mines and you can begin to dig it out. All right. Yes. Mhm. Wow. All right, you guys. So, make sure you do that. Let's see if any more has come in. I'll check over on the Remix family page.
Okay. Can I reread Legends, who is also a CD in the room? He said that's actually supposed to be Kush, a tattoo of me and Pac climbing a vine made of Kush that reaches somebody. So that was Kush to be right there. I clarified it for everybody. There you go.
Right. So true. You're right. Somebody just wrote on the Remix family wall, and I think this is a good time to share this because sometimes, I think these thoughts that we have, it really just shows true to where we are. Someone wrote something on the wall, and I think it's really good. It said, "Ain't no shortcuts on the path to enlightenment." And, you know, for once, I'll check. I like that because it's so true. There is no shortcut. There is no shortcut. And everything that is here, remember, you are the magic that makes it come to life. And you have to do your work. And for those of you who've had readings by me, you know I'm big on doing your work. You got to do your own work. I'll give you those things. It's definitely no shortcuts. And the best investment that you can do is make that investment in yourself. You know, someone was saying, now you guys know I give away tons of free stuff. Even when guests comes on, I will even gift them things so that they can return that gift to you guys, and it's a favor of that. And so even tonight, you know, there are things that I gave away. One show, I think I gave away over $400. I mean, it's worth of stuff. It's constantly always stuff that is being given away. But, you know, I want to bring this up because I think it's important because sometimes, you know, there is this energy where people will say, I want free stuff. I only want the free stuff. And, you know, really spiritually, when you begin to look at somebody saying that they want free stuff, you know they can't manifest energy, money, because it's currency. Because if you're always looking for something for free, that means that somewhere you're being held back because you feel like there's no way that you can generate the things that you need in your life. You can't get it. And so this is what all of our shows on the Remix are. I don't care who comes on. I don't care what they come on to share. It is all about telling you how to get into your own true essence of who you are because then you will always have enough to take care of yourself. But if you're sitting back and you're looking for someone else, that's you giving away your power. You know, someone wrote in the chat room that they were giving away their power. Oh, I'm giving away my power. You know, that's one of the damn, I need to stop doing that. That's you giving away your power. If someone gives you something, quote unquote, if you want to think about that you always have to look at it for being free, know that one or two things is happening. Either one, they're trying to help free you. You see, because you still got to do the work. Because here's something. We've been doing the Remix, and I've been doing this for over 11 years. Free, F-R-E-E. Imagine that. You're listening to this right now as free. This is free. When Brother Panic comes on, Brother Bobby comes on, any of the guests, our new guests that came on, the Brother Bilal that came on, you know, when Queen Afua is here, when the Reverend Goddess Charmaine comes on, they are all doing this free. When Wayne Chandler has been here, all of these things are free for hours. You guys are here. You are here, and it doesn't cost you a thing. It doesn't. And so when everyone begins to think about free, think free is really connected to freedom. That is really connected to the OM, the OM. That is your universal tone. You don't ever want to give that away. You get it? You never want to give away your freedom. You never want to give that away. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that I'll tell you guys in your own path, in your own light, and things that you do, whatever work you're doing, whatever you came to the planet to do, it is, because a lot of what we do, the work that I'm about, is about the heart chakra. And that's about giving and receiving. And so when you're jumping up and down and you're constantly saying you want something for free, what are you giving? Ask yourself, because those who know that give, I know I'm a constant giver. Constant giver. So I'm always receiving. You get it? Always receiving, because I'm always giving. So you really look at the reflection of yourself and really begin to see where you are and where you want to be, because know that you're exactly where you work to be. Don't always have to have free stuff. You understand? Because with that free comes freedom. And the OM is connected to your universal sound. And when you give that away, see, our ancestors here in the West understood about freedom. That's why it was so important to them, to be free, to be physically free. And now what we're still fighting for is to be mentally and spiritually free. And unfortunately, even though we don't have chains and locks on us, many of us are not free. Many of us are still not free. That's a saying that Harriet Tubman said, you know, she could have freed more slaves if they could have realized that they asked
right,
wasn't free.
Right.
You understand? Right. So it is about your mindset. And I want to take that time to kind of put that in there, because I think it's important. Sometimes, you know, we overlook things. And I want you to begin to look. It's a great thing to take a look at in your own life. You know, where is the freedom at in your own life? Because you're sitting here, you come week after week, these shows right here, you get to download them. It is so much that everyone who comes on this platform gives, that they give. If you find yourself still feeling trapped, still feeling in the position that you got to get something else, then you're truly not free. You really need to begin to do some inner work. You really do, because you can't recognize blessings in your own life, and it's right here in front of your face. So begin to look at that, you know. Don't make that your premise, because the only thing you're really sending out to the universe is that you don't know how to move life force energy through your being. You're unable to do it. So therefore, someone has to take your freedom from you. They have to take it. They have to own it. They have to control it. Because you can't. It doesn't mean we don't have ups and downs when it comes to our currency, because this is what our work is about here. It's about us getting into the place where our currency can actually begin to flow through us. But don't let nobody, you know how they say, don't never let them see you sweat. Don't let nobody know.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody know that you're not on your game. Don't let them know. If nobody is on your game, don't let them know. And as Destiny's Child song came out, free your mind and your ass will follow. You get it? I don't think that's what they said exactly, but that's kind of the song. You get it. So there it is. You know what? Yeah, they told you wrong, Icy Hot. There is such a thing as a light-skinned gangster. They told you wrong. So that's the truth in that. I just wanted to kind of bring that to light. You know, hey, I'll gladly step over so we can do some other work here. But I want you guys to see your tattoos. Be able to see that. Be able to do your work. Know your magic. Know your magic. You know, Mr. Anderson came on and shared with you guys about that quote that I tweeted. Magic is living with a purpose. So know your magic. Live with a purpose. You know, have a reason for being, you know, other than you want something free. You know, don't let that be it, because we know you're giving away your freedom. We know you ain't free. Might need to pop in your records and see where they got you holding you hostage at. holding you hostage. All right, you guys, we're going to keep going. We're chatting and chilling here at Remix Style. I don't even know how many minutes we got left in the form. I don't even know what's going on.
We got 15 minutes, 14 minutes. Wow.
We got 15 minutes, Dougie Fresh. Dougie Fresh. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And that's what we're going to do. We don't necessarily have to do readings, but I am going to go to you guys on the phone lines. And whatever you guys want to do, we've been doing readings. That's what you don't get. We've been doing readings. No, let me tell you something real funny about this. I'm going to tell you guys a quick story really, really quick, okay? And this has something to do with what she just put in here, break yourself, fool. Okay, but let me tell you something. Just remind me of something that happened. What? Anyway, some things need no comment. Some things need a kick. And I'm about to kick. Some things need no comment. I'm about to kick. I am. I'm about to kick. Yeah. Let me just call it kick. I'm in one of those gangster moods tonight. Let me just do that really quick. We got that. Mm-hmm. Oh, punt it. Okay, not a kick, a punt. I'm a punt. I'll do that. But the punt only gets you, that's only 2 points, right, in football when you punt? Don't you only get 2 points for that? See, when you kick, that's straight 10 points right out the box. You get 10 points. When you kick somebody, oh, you get 10 points. When you punting, you only get 2 points, you know? I don't want to punt. I want to kick. I want to kick. Oh, you get 3 points. 3 points when you kick. Okay, 3 points when you kick, and no, 3 points when you punt, and 10 points when you kick. So I like kick. Okay, so here I want to tell you guys a story about Baby Blue. Baby Blue came home one day, and she was devastated. She's in high school, you guys know. And she said they had this new guy in the class. And I think he came from the West Coast or somewhere. But he was dressed up, you know, really kind of, you know, West Coast flavor. It's a little different than, everywhere flavor is a little different than Texas flavor. But anyway, he was dressed up, you know, kind of dressed up, real jazzed out, you know, had his nice little pants on and a nice button-down shirt, you know, something that a mother would say, he looks like a respectable young man. Okay. Well, I got said no points for the punt, Miss Book. No, you only get 3 points for the punt.
Field goal. You're talking about a field goal that I got. Yes. That's what, right? You're talking about a field goal. Yeah.
Yes, the field goal.
Guys going to be technical. You know, they're going to be technical.
Yeah.
So she's talking about a field goal, and then she's talking about a touchdown. Okay, 6 points,
yes.
And then you kick the extra point, 7 points.
Yes.
We understand football, okay?
Yes,
there we go.
We do.
Okay.
Icy said, damn right, technical. Messing up the game. I don't want to mess up the game.
Pay attention to the story, guys. Okay.
Okay, so this young brother comes in, and so the teacher says to Baby Blue, you know, I'm going to have him sit next to you so you can help him out. So, you know how the young brothers are, alpha male, always got to kind of stand up. So they start making fun of this new kid, you know, like, hey, why you dress so funny, you know? Hey, what's up with you? You know, hey, where you from? And he kept saying, okay, leave me alone. Why are they messing with me? You know, I'm really not up for this. You know, where I come from, we don't do this. They just kept messing with him, and it was mainly because one of the little boys was a little sweet on Baby Blue, so he was trying to, you know, let the new guy know, look, check it out, don't stand too close. Well, for a minute, the teacher left out of the room, and the kids were there. Some words got exchanged between the new kid, and words got exchanged between one of the other boys in the class. And so, you know, some of these kids around here, they're not as tough, because yes, I know all of my Texas peeps is going to stand up. Let's say we got some tough brothers and young brothers in Texas. We do. But when we talk about really coming out of major cities like, you know, some of the cities in New York or Chicago or, you know, L.A., some of these other cities, it doesn't really compare, I don't think, from what I've seen. And I've lived in pretty much all of those places. It is a little different energy. So anyway, he kept messing with this guy, and he jumped up and told him, "Brace yourself, fool." The new kid told the other guy, "Brace yourself, fool." And all the kids just jumped. They moved the desk back. They said he started taking off his clothes. And they was like, so the guy was like, "Why are you taking off your clothes?" He said, "Oh, I'm not going to mess up my good clothes trying to get at you."
Okay.
I thought that was crazy, but I told Baby Blue, I said, stay away from that brother, because no young boy says, "Brace yourself, fool." That's some grown man words. That's some grown man words, "Brace yourself, fool."
Oh,
somebody
wow.
said, "Callie Love, don't play." Yeah, but I just thought somebody wrote "Brace yourself" there, and I thought that was LeBlue had put something up, and
yes.
I thought that was
yes.
I thought that just kind of reminded me of that story. I thought that was I thought that was so cute. I was like, but stay away from him. Yeah, stay away from the "brace yourself, fool." But no, just all good things, you guys. I don't know about you guys, but I've been loving this chatting and chill. We're going to open up the phone lines for the last hour. Hopefully we get another hour. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And it's so good for you guys to connect as well, too. And have you guys to connect as well. Connect on Twitter. Connect on the Remix Family page as well, too, so we can see that. I see some tweets are still coming up. Oh, somebody want to know who won the fight. Come on. We're not going to promote fighting with children. Do I need to say thug life to you? Do I need to say thug life to you?
Oh, my God.
So don't forget to email us the brother who won Thug Life to us so we can get that to you. And for all of you who didn't hear, Thug Life means the hate you give little infants fucks with an S, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So keyword, love the babies. Love the babies.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what Tupac was telling you guys. Love the babies. Recognize your aura is your tattoo. That is your tattoo. So those of you who say you wanted a tattoo, want to get a tattoo. What? Free Manya. What does that mean?
Oh, Manya got muted. She must have been laughing. You know when you do something three times and it mutes you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, "Free Manya." No. That's a real damn magical sister right there. Y'all are too funny. Yes, she is the mama of the thuggies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. She's the mother. She's raising thuggies. So Manya don't need to be free.
Oh,
she's good. But, yes. So really, that's what Tupac was saying, is really love our babies, love our children, and don't forget to love the children inside of you, because we all have that inner child that lives within us, and a part of that energy really comes out in your aura. It comes out into your tattoos as well. And even though some of you have some profound reasons for getting those tattoos, study your signs and symbols. Because you're going to know that it's very much connected to you, those tribal markings. Some of us were born with tattoos, you know. Some of us were born with tattoos. And some people have those tribal markings from the tribe that you came from that you were actually born with. Some of those things lie from the past. Oh, okay. And we're still getting educated by our brother on Pac.
Yeah.
The chat room. So really, really good. So you guys definitely we want you to look at these things. Look at, we're multidimensional people. You know, that's something Dr. Naeem Akbar talks about and many others, Dr. Joy DeGruy, both who have been on The Remix. You can go back and download those shows. We are multidimensional people. And so when we need to begin to heal ourselves, when we begin to move ourselves to the next level, we need to do it on many different levels. That's the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. And the Know Your Magic deck covers all of those planes. Even the magical plane, the woo-woo plane, is in there too. So, look, I so look forward for you guys getting your decks. We're going to keep going here. So once you get your deck, don't forget to get over to missblueblast.com/cards and leave a message about your deck. Look out for your emails because I will be doing the class for everybody who got the deck. We'll be going through that, and I'll also send out a sort of the sheet, the love sheet that goes along with the deck as well too. And you'll be finding out more interesting things about the deck. Pure feminine energy will be joining me back on the platform as well, and she's going to tell you guys about some of the channels and what part of the world she was in when she was channeling a lot of the images on the deck. Remember, it is a growing deck, so more cards coming soon. We have 44, certainly enough to work with the Oracle, and beginning to put all of those things in there. Mm-hmm. I love that. I want to say thank you to you, Esther, for joining me in the forum. It's always good to have you on the
platform.
You're
welcome. You're welcome. It was a blast, as usual.
Yes. Yes, it was a blast. And we're going to keep going. I'm going to take you guys' call. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. Keep tweeting, you guys. Keep tweeting. Pound sign, which is the hash key. New suit magic in the remix. I want to know. Share your thoughts. Share your thoughts, you guys, about the show. Share your thoughts about that. All of you who want attention, I see you jumping on board. And don't worry, you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
They go get it for real. For real,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah, they go get it for real, for real, for real. So I want you guys to see that. So tweet. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. And love it over on the Facebook wall. Love it right here. And then also love it on Twitter, too. And also connect with each other on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Esther's on Twitter. You could just go over there. You probably can go down my wall. Mr. Anderson is there. So let's keep tweeting. Let's keep tweeting. I believe even Panic is on Twitter. So love
you guys. Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is. He'll be saying. So let us know. There you go, you guys. It's been fun. If you're not on the phone lines, we're going to keep going just for a little bit, see what everyone has to say. Got some first-timers in the room. They said they can feel the love. And System on you, why you keep getting muted? Oh, y'all are too funny. Oh, peace and love and much love, warm spirit. You guys, we're in the after hours. I feel like we need to play some after hour music.
Yes, we do.
We need to play something about after hours. Okay, we're going to listen to this and then play something else. We're in the after hours.
I heard once that they would rather hear about memories than enemies. Rather hear what was or what will be than what is. Rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you. Rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you. Rather you make this an open letter about family and struggle and it taking forever. About hearts that you've broken and ties that you've severed. No doubt in my mind, that'll make them feel better.
I don't know about y'all, but I just love it when Drake say that. Drake said that'll make them feel better. So there you have it, you guys. Remix international style. We're doing it. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We're going to be doing readings, talking about tattoos, talking about our tattoo aura sheet, reading auras. We're going to be doing all kinds of things. It's the remix. It's chat and chill. You guys know how we do. But let's hear a little bit of this because we, I don't know. What can I play? I want to play something that really just kind of gets us. don't know. Let me see what I can pull out here. Oh, here we go. This is the perfect song. So fitting for tonight, you guys. One of my favorite. Let's dance a little bit. And then we're going to keep going in the after hours. Right here, live in the remix, chatting, chilling.
Check it out now. No doubt now. Yeah. Check it out now. No doubt, yeah. Special girl, real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Call her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. Spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other faith and not the evil eye. Talking like grown-ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can't rhyme, but you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Check it, look at
check
me.
It.
Look at
that,
check it,
look at that, yeah, yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing,
check it, look at me,
check it,
look at that,
check it, look at that,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant, getting back to my MC status, hold the willy that I kick, make the other niggas maddest. Moving to the old town and situation, shorty thought she thought of what she really was, blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I sure I'm back, nigga? Well, shit, yeah. Plus we can hold the convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. I'm rapping, nigga, for real. You would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big bait. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Just move your little thing. Move it around and stick a little thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a out, yo. Yeah.
All right, you guys, there you go. Vibrant thing, there you go. And that's sort of kind of the night that we're having here tonight. We're chatting and chilling, as we do, remix style. And we're chatting and chilling remix style, everyone, right here, live in the remix. So glad to have you guys in the forum tonight, and definitely want you, if you're on the phone lines, press 1. We're going to go to the phone lines and see the callers here and see what you guys have to say. We're going to go to the caller calling, and it looks like from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night.
Hello, good night, Griffin. How are you?
It's me. Oh, the number keeps changing. I had no clue it was this time. Hi, night. How are you doing, Miss Blue?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Griffin? Griffin,
I'm
I was looking
good.
For you the other night.
Yeah, I was kind of hanging around, so I was available, but kind of, you know, fell asleep, basically. Sorry about that.
Well, Griffin, thank you for calling in. Griffin, what you love about the show tonight?
Well, I like the interaction, and I got the opportunity to participate in the exercise. So I was really liking that. And I'm kind of looking forward to getting... well, the thing is, I've been doing a lot of work personally. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I just wanted to kind of get a... Get a feel of where I am. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way
mm-hmm.
I am. So.
Well... I'll tell you, the color that came up for you, Griffin, is the color in your aura. I know typically, and I just remember this because we talk about it a lot of times, but the color that came up for you, excuse me, let me sit up in my chair here, is the color green, is that
okay,
color
cool.
of green, of what I call kind of like a money green, like a rich green. And
ooh,
this color... Yes, this color really sort of, it has a lot to do with the energy of your heart.
Well,
yeah.
I've been working
it has,
a lot.
Yes, it has a lot to do with the energy of the heart. And actually, it's like the fourth, it's the fourth color in the rainbow. I believe that's it. It's the fourth color in the rainbow. And also, it corresponds with sort of the fourth musical note. So do, re, mi, fa, the S-A,
yes.
the fa sol, la, ti, do. It corresponds with that. But this has a lot to do with healing, compassion, and growth. And so right now, everything that is exuding from your aura, from your tattoo, is all about growth for you. You're in that time that you're doing the compassionate work that you need to do for yourself. A lot of the healing work is going on for you and growth. So that's the color of your aura tonight. So that's beautiful, beautiful.
Thanks a lot. That's cool. Thanks a lot.
All right.
I've been
mm-hmm.
just, I really just treat the thanks for the confirmation because I've really been doing a lot of that kind of.
Yes, it's coming through. Griffin, you came on, and I seen green. You know, usually I seen yellow, you know, which you would have been, you would have looked, and yellow is a great thing, too, but usually, you know, yellow was around you for a while. Come on, Griffin, be honest. You know.
Yeah,
but now you have
that.
Yes, that green is coming up. So keep doing your work. Keep knowing your magic, as I say, and keep, you know, working on those things that you're doing because this really is a time for compassion for you at this particular time. And, you know, it has a lot to do with a lot of that healing energy is there. And as a result of those two coming together, the only thing that you can get out of that equation of mixing those two together is growth. That's it. So, you
okay.
know,
well, I'll be honest. Sometimes I really don't feel it. I just feel like so
well,
trapped.
You know,
I don't know.
Yeah, and sometimes that is always going to be there for you. But here's what I want you to do, because it is important that we feel things, but I want you on those times that you can't feel it, I want you to know it. See, because that's going to take you past that. Know it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to feel it. A lot of things I just know. I don't feel it. I don't feel anything. I know it, you see?
Okay.
So just really get to that place of knowing. Like you said, this was confirmation for you. That wasn't something you felt. You knew it, right?
Mm.
So there you go. You need to write that down on your list. Damn, I need to stop doing that. That's what you need to you need to write that you need to stop second guessing yourself. That's what you need to put on your list.
Yes.
And look at it because... It will become a part of your oracle tattoo, okay? So peace and love to you as always, Griffin. Thanks for calling in from Jamaica.
Yeah, big up enough respect, everyone.
All right, peace and love. All right, we got another 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Wanda from California.
Hey, Wanda. We remember you, Wanda. Beautiful to have you on the line. If you guys did not hear Friday's show, you need to go back. Tribal Mojo Magic. Wanda did her thing. How are you, Wanda?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
I was just checking in to see where I am at this moment in time.
Okay, let me tell you what comes up for you. A couple of things. And you guys may have heard me talk about this before, but the color that comes up for you, Wanda, is the color gold. Gold in your aura. And whenever gold comes up, I talk about this because I have a lot of gold light in my aura, and sometimes it shines extra, extra bright for me too. But gold light things with people with gold light or gold energy in their aura. And you have quite a bit of it at this time. So we're going to talk about it and really look at both the yin and the yang, the polarities of it. And that is, one, you suffer from abandonment issues. That's gold-like people. There's nobody I read gold that has told me, no, that's not true, Ms. Blue. I don't have abandonment issues. Yeah, you do. So, I mean, I'm not telling you that. I'm just kind of affirming that. I'm kind of knowing it right now. So, but I'll let you speak on that in just a moment. And the other thing is that gold light is all about that entrepreneur energy. It is. We are independent. You know, go ahead and put the flag in the air. We want to do our own thing, and we really can see how we want to do it. Very, very independent, and also those wanting to do our own work for ourselves. That has a lot to do with that.
Exactly.
So you have a lot of that gold light. So let's take a look at where that is for you right now. This gold right here is the energy of what we call the God consciousness or the Christ consciousness that comes up. Also, the number I see around you is the number 7, which has a lot to do with, you know, in supreme mathematics, that is the God consciousness number, that number 7. When you get into that, this gold energy has a lot to do with the masculine principle, too. So I want you to think about this, Wanda. I want you to think about there is a person that is a male that has a very, very strong influence that is around you. Very strong influence on you. A masculine figure that is around you. And also, I want you to think about this when it comes to gold, okay? And this has a lot to do with where you are. I can kind of call you this name, but you're going to understand what it means. I can call you a gold digger. Because you're at this time in your life where you're digging real deep inside of you to pull out what you have. And in some sentence states, I can even hear you saying, this is it. I got to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, does that sound about right?
Exactly right.
Beautiful. So, everyone, Wanda is a gold digger in a good way. Wanda's a gold digger. I never thought I'd be able to see. You know, when that song came out, I don't know about you, sisters, but that kind of bothered me in a way. I ain't saying you know, ain't nothing with no broke nigga. You know, I was like, what? I thought that was something. So here I am right now on April 23rd, you know, calling the sister a gold digger. But in a good way, you're a gold digger. You're digging that gold for yourself, you know, you're a gold digger. So, you know, wear that badge for us proud. So all the sisters out there, you want to be a gold digger. You know, you want to dig for your gold. And brothers, you want to be a gold digger too. You know, you definitely want to be a gold digger. But this is where you are. You're really in that state where you're really working on those things of your intuition, really tapping into your higher knowledge and your higher wisdom that really has a lot to do with that. But here's something else I want you to think about, and also about this masculine influence. And I want you to look throughout your life. It could have been your father, your uncle, a man you met in the past, someone you dated, someone you've been connected to. But what Spirit is saying about that masculine principle that's had that strong influence on you, does that ring a bell? Does it connect? Do you think of somebody who's been masculine in your life that had a strong influence on you?
Yes. But I don't know if it's my father or an ex-husband, or I'm not sure which
one. I'm going to say both. I'm going to say both.
Okay.
Yeah, both had a strong influence on you. But here's something, because at those particular times that even dealing with your father, and I know this will make sense with your ex-husband, there was a lot of insecurities in how you did things with them too, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so what Spirit is really trying to communicate, and what this energy that I'm picking up from you in your energy that's really coming forward, has to do with what happens is, and I want you to see it this way, stop talking yourself out of things. It's good to go to the left hemisphere, which is the masculine hemisphere, not connected with the man, but, you know, just that energy, which is where we begin to intellectualize things, that you're doing too much of that.
Okay.
You're doing too much of that. So stay on the right hemisphere, be that gold digger, and you're going to see all of these things begin to uncover themselves, because you're doing a lot of work on yourself, my sister, and all of those beautiful things are coming through. And so those things you wanted to release yourself and taking yourself to the next level, trust me, you a gold digger. Come on, Esther, let's sing the song for Come on, Esther. You know you want to sing it. Oh, that's all right. I'll say it for you. You a gold digger. You are a gold digger. I am saying. Miss Blue is saying you a gold digger. Being a gold digger.
Wow.
Don't mess with no broke. Broke. You know, just not teasing you on that, but definitely you are working with that energy of gold. And so it's a beautiful light. And begin, and I say that from a humble place. I'm joking with you there, but I say that about the abandonment issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I suffer from them too. You know, that's one of my things that I work on. So thank you, Wanda, for calling in.
Okay.
Peace and love to you.
Thank you. So how do I work on that? Those abandoned issues, how do I work on that?
Well, a couple of things that you can do. Did you wrote on my wall. Did you write on the wall? Do you have the Know Your Magic deck? Well, you can do that through readings. How you're going to work on your abandonment issues, and I've talked about this a lot of times, is really to begin to make yourself feel safe. Two things I want you to do. Tell me, Wanda, because the age that's coming up for you is 37. What happened? What was going on in your life at 37?
Oh, wow. What was I doing? I was married. Was I married then? I believe I was.
Mm-hmm. Was that close towards the end of the marriage?
No. 37. That was before I met him. I was in between.
In between. Okay. So there we go. We had our four-legged friend confirm that for us. So good deal. Really, at the time that you were in between right then, I want you to, for the next course of the next 10 days, I want you to create a space. You know, we like to use visualization. Create a space for yourself. It's kind of what I call creation magic. You know, a park, a bench, make sure some water is there, some beautiful flowers, nice sun, you know, trees, grass. And I want you to go visit yourself at 37, and I want you to do that for 10 days straight. And every time that you go there, you know, really just assure yourself that you're safe, that you're loved, whatever comes to you. Not talking about those things of the past, but really just assuring yourself at that particular time, and do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
And do that. And do journaling. Keep journaling. because that's really going to help you to express those things.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. And let us know how it goes as well, too, Wanda.
I will. Thank
All
you.
All right. Peace and love. Yes. I want to say something about that goal light because I talked about this before. Almost every single person on this planet, we came here with trauma. We all suffer from abandonment issues, some of us more than others. And when we think about abandonment, it's not just someone leaving you. Abandonment issues can come in many different ways. I don't know if I told you guys this story, but we don't have enough time for me to talk about it tonight. But I know myself, I suffer from strong abandonment issues. I've been kidnapped twice in my life. Talk about an oracle story. Yes, so I suffer from major abandonment issues. And so those are some things that I definitely work on, those abandonment issues. And yes, being kidnapped twice and living to tell it, not many people can do that, and at two different times in my life. But when we're born and we come here, just that snatch, that pull from us being separated from our mother is really a part of the abandonment. That's a big part of the abandonment right there. So we do need to do a lot of work on ourselves. And for some of us, that comes up very strong because we have other things in our lives that creates a marker for us, which a marker is also a tattoo. So when I talk about this in the sessions and the readings and I say that you guys have abandonment issues or that we have certain markers in our lives because they are different, those markers in the lives is what you can do. And I've talked about this on many shows. Don't play brand new, you guys. Esther, haven't I talked about how to cure yourself?
Absolutely.
Don't play brand new.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So don't play brand new. We don't have enough time to do that. We're going to get into everyone else. But download, and do that. So that's it. Journaling is going to be there. You can always come and get a reading as well, too, and we can talk about it. We're going to go to the next caller. Call again. It looks like from area code 540. And for those of you who got it figured out, big ups to you. And peace and love. Peace and love, you guys.
Hello?
540.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Yvonne, what's up, Ms. Blue?
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Yvonne, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Greetings to you. Greetings to you.
What's up, Ms. Blue?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. How are you? All right. I'm doing good.
Okay, and which you want your aura reading for you tonight? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't sound too convinced to me.
What was it? Then you list like three things that you were reading, or I'm sorry, I was reading something on the internet too. I was on the line.
Well, let's do this. What were you looking for tonight? What brings you into this space and time at this moment? What brings you here at this moment?
I kind of had a question that I wanted to ask you because a few numbers keep coming up in my life, so I wanted to ask you about them.
Okay, you can do that. What's the numbers?
666.
Mm-hmm. And when do you see 666?
Kind of. Well, I just recently saw 666 when I was looking at my uncle's obituary. And six is a number I resonate towards. So.
So when you see six, and this will be good for anybody that have a sort of these number combinations coming up. When you see the number six, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
I'm not sure. A friend of mine asked me.
Yeah, what is the feeling that you get when you see this six? Is it 666? Is this a good feeling? Is it a bad feeling? And I'll tell you why. We're going to talk about some universal things, what six mean, but I really want to show you how you can begin to work with this number.
You said, is it a good feeling when I see 666 or just the number six, period?
When you see 666. When you see those number combinations coming up for you.
At first, it was like a negative feeling towards it because of how they try to make 6 6 out. But I watched a Bobby Hemmy video, and he was just saying like 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and you know,
right.
I kind of got a different feeling towards it.
Mm-hmm. So you have a better feeling. Interesting enough that you say 6, because what I did is I actually pulled the card for you, and the fogged veil came up, which is the number 6.
Hmm.
It's the number 6 in the Know Your Magic deck, that card with the number 6. 6 has a lot to do. It's a number. It's a creation number. When you look at 6, you know, the top half looks like the circle. Well, the top half is the curve, which represents sort of the sperm. And then if you look at the round part, that's the egg of the ovary. So it's really a number of creation. A couple of things that you can do when it comes along, when you start to see the number 666, is you can really begin to think about things. You can use it as a number to empower you when you want to manifest different things in your life. You know, stop to think about what things are happening, what things are going on in your life, what things are around you at that particular time, because this is Spirit's way of calling your attention to it. Now, there'll be a universal level that we can look at the 666, and those are some of the things that you just mentioned here that you can begin to see with those numbers. But then if you begin to look at it on a personal level, think about what your uncle meant to you, your connection between your uncle, because this is about heart's desires, it's about unseen, and it's about causing shifts to happen. So whenever this number 666 comes up for you, it's about you really tapping into those things. What is it that you truly want within your heart? You know, because right now Spirit is saying there's sort of this fogged veil. It's not clear for you. This is not a clear picture of what direction you're moving in and what your next step is going to be. You know, where is that going to be? Where are you going to move to? What are you going to do next? It's about really moving past those things that you can't see. What's in the unseen for you? You know, where are the shifts? This is Spirit's way of letting you know that you're moving in the right direction. You know, Spirit sends us many different signs and symbols, and this is one of your signs and symbols. So you can use this as a sigil. Whenever you begin to see this number, stop and think about what's going on around you. And what Spirit is saying is that you got to trust your higher self, your intuition, to move past what you see physically. That's one of your biggest challenges right now, is for you to move past what is happening to you physically. So 666 is coming up to remind you to move past that. Move past what you see. Move past the physical and begin to get into those things of the unseen. You know, tap into that energy. Tap into what's in your heart's desire. And then you'll be able to lift that veil that's over you. Mm-hmm. Did that help?
As far as the, when you said the physical, move beyond the physical, like, what do you mean by that?
Well, not necessarily move beyond what you see physically. Like, for instance, there may be something that is happening to you that you don't understand. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to take care of this bill or pay for something that I need to do. Or I don't know if I'm going to be able to connect with this this project that I'm working on. Spirit is saying move past the physical. Trust what's in your heart. Trust what you can't see. The number 666 comes up. It's a sign to let you know that you're moving in the right direction. So that's moving past the physical. If I see something in the physical that says, guess what, it's going to rain today, I can move past the physical and say, I'm still going to do what I need to do. I know the sun is going to come out, and the sun comes out. You can move past that. It doesn't have to stop you.
So can I ask you one more question?
Just one more. First, I want to know where we're at, because your questions is letting me know when I talked about the fail veil is that you're not seeing clear. So what's the question?
Because I was just wondering when you said that, you kind of made me think about school, because I do kind of feel a certain way about it. And mm-hmm. And I was going to change what I was going to school for like, massage therapy, and I was kind of had a dilemma about that and stuff like that. So is that what you...
Yes, you can definitely apply it to that, to change that, because something in your heart is telling you, this is what I want to really do. And so, you know, when you think about things that is in the physical is telling you, don't do it. You may have a lot of people telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Why would you do that? Why would you stop doing what you're doing to go do that? You may hear all of those things. You have to begin to move past that. If your heart is telling you to do that, and that's what you truly feel in your heart, then that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. Some suggestions I would give you is to take some time. We did some journaling exercises tonight on the tattoo sheet and really begin to look at those things. You know, write them down. I want you to take a piece of paper, write down the pros and the cons about you making this shift. If you're thinking about going into massage therapy school, is this just another one of those things that you want to do that you're not going to finish? Or is this something truly that's in your heart? Because right now I see a lot of broken pieces around you. Whenever I see broken pieces of glass, this represents dreams and desires that you never finished. And I see a lot of broken pieces. Is that true?
Kind of, sort of. I kind of feel like I don't really know what I want to do.
Yeah, well, when you say kind of, sort of, it's really not a trick question, but I want you to think about it here because it's going to be important, because if you could really hear me, and you may need to come back and download this, right now you're not seeing clear. And whenever you're moving, it's almost like moving in the dark. And even though really what spirit is calling you to do is to trust what is not seen in the physical, you do want to make sure that you take small baby steps and ask for help. Because we know that when we move too fast in the dark, we can trip and fall. And so those tripping and falls are all of those things of the broken pieces. And so what you want to do first is really just kind of take some small steps. First, get clear on what you want to do. Some of the ways to really begin to get clear on what you want to do is sit down and really examine what you're thinking. Too many times we jump the gun and say what we want to do when we don't know what we're thinking. So you have to mind your thoughts first. So sit down, do some free writing, you know, just take 5 minutes, put on some music, and write whatever comes to you. Because in order for you to examine your thoughts, you first have to know what you're thinking. And right now, you're not clear about what it is you're thinking. And you're going to see those things that pop out to you. You'll have those signs and symbols. Whenever you start to think about changing what you're doing in school or changing anything in your life, you're going to be able to feel that energy. Sometimes you get the feeling first. Sometimes you just know. But right now, it's a good time for you to just sweep all those broken pieces up and put them away first so you can see clear.
Okay.
All right. Did that help?
What do you mean by the broken pieces?
Unfinished things in your life you have not finished. That's what it is. Things in your life that you haven't finished. Those are broken pieces.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can always contact me for a full reading and email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Because really, really for you, honestly, you really need to see clearly. And right now you're not. You're not seeing clear. So I would recommend that you do some journaling and really get into the energy of just trying to understand what you think, not what others around you think, but what you think and feel. Because that's being conscious. You got to think and feel at the same time. And that's not happening for you, honestly, now. And this is why nothing is clear. Even this conversation is not clear to you at all. It's not. Because nothing is clear at this time. But it will get clear. And I know you'll do the work to get there. So thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love to you.
Thanks.
All right, beautiful. And that happens to us sometimes in our lives. We'll have so much going on that things become cloudy for us, and we just can't see things very clearly. And what want to do whenever that happens is you do want to begin to stop, and you want to take small steps. That's not the time to take off running. That's not the time to throw caution to the wind and just say, woohoo, I'm going for it. That's not the time to do it. You need to stop. You need to stop right there. Take small steps and reach out and ask for help. We all need help. No one is above that. We're all here learning together. So I want to thank the caller for being that beautiful reflection of so many people. Very beautiful there. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. Peace, Esther.
Peace and greetings. Who's calling?
This is Sheena calling from Montgomery.
Greetings, Sheena from Montgomery. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. And I would just like to know my aura color.
You want to know your aura color? All right, let's take a look and see what aura color comes up for you. Let's see. The color that comes up for you is pink.
My favorite
pink
color.
Yes, pink is beautiful. You know, pink is really about happiness. It's about generosity. Pink is really a good color. Whenever I see pink in a person's color, it also gives me an indication about their health, too, that they're doing really pretty good with their health, you know. I see pink in your aura, which is really, really good. I'll tell you a color that I see that that is sort of kind of off in the background, which is some strong pockets of orange. And whenever I see this pink and orange together, which actually for an icy, that's a great icy. I don't know if you guys ever had the orange and the lemon together. But anyway, I got a visual. Spirit gives me all these crazy visuals. But, I see that. But that orange also lets me know that are you recovering from some sort of health challenge that maybe you dealt with as well?
With like focusing attention, with my attention, it's becoming more keen now because I've been taking gold and platinum supplements, so I'm able to focus now.
Okay. I do see that there was some things, and this could have been a while back. It looks like it was in the far distance there, that there were sort of some imbalances health-wise there, that you've kind of, you know, I see that strong orange there. But, yes, the pink is here, and the pink really has a lot to do with joy. It has a lot to do with being in this place with joy. And pink light is always about love. When I see it in a person's aura, it is a person who is truly about loving and about giving. So pink is there. One thing I want you to do is I want you to kind of balance yourself. And usually the color that will balance this pink is also going to be red. Because red has a lot of red has a lot of grounding in it, believe it or not, in that color. But I also want you on those days that you kind of want to feel like, dang, why couldn't that happen to me? You know, when you get those little feelings, you can actually just wear something red or just keep the color red around you, just to kind of balance out some of your pink. You have a beautiful pink light. It's good right now. A couple of strong pockets there, but I think that's normal within our lives, you know. But right now you're in that place of just really being in that place of your health is good, you're happy, and you're seeing things very clear. You don't want to get to the point where you're looking through really rose-colored glasses. You don't want to do that, but you really want to be able to stay into this reality with your love and your compassion. And you're in a great space for it, so the work that you're doing is definitely working well for you. Keep doing that because this is really about that love and being in that place of joy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Yes, it is. So stay beautiful and stay pink. Just not too pink. Not too pink. Because the flip side, because we know that every color has a polarity, and that flip side of that pink has a lot to do with jealous and envy. And so even though sometimes we don't express it that way, if you find yourself saying, dang, why couldn't that be me? Or shoot, I need to be the one to get that. Know that that's too much pink light.
Okay, and that, I tend to do that sometimes. That was me that said, dang, why do I feel like everybody's hating on me?
Oh, that was you? Okay, beautiful. So, yes, when that happens, just wear something red. You know, we know that colors give off frequencies, just like music and tunes. You want to use red. That's why even on Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day is also the day that you see a lot of pink, but you also see red, you see, because psychologically we need to balance out that. We don't want too much love because you know how some people love people to death? That happens on Valentine's Day. So we need that red there to kind of smooth some of that pink out. And the pink actually smooths some of that anger and rage that comes with love sometimes out. So they both kind of balance each other out. So get you some red. Wear a red shirt on those days you're feeling like that. Why is everybody hating on me? Wear some red. It'll calm some of that pink down, yes. Beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Good night.
All right, good night. Peace and love to you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. 216, you're live in the remix. Are y'all having a Twitter war? 216. 216, you're live in the remix.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Twin Goddess.
Greetings to you, Queen Goddess. Greetings to you.
I am just wondering where I am right now. I ordered my Oracle deck, and I got the UPS thing on my door that said that I had mail, and I was thinking, what possibly could that be? And I was like, my Oracle deck. So I'll be waiting to get it tomorrow. I was just wondering, like, where my spirit is now. I've been doing a lot of work, and me and my son, we danced that night that you told me that abundance and prosperity is around us. So we danced that night, and we've been spending money like crazy.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. And I'm sure it's been coming back in, too.
Yes, it has. I'm sure. It has.
Yes. Okay, let's give that confirmation because that's the magic. I don't want you to say, Miss Blue told me to spend all my damn money, and damn it, I'm not going to. That's one of my, damn it, I need to stop doing that. I don't want that to go on that list. No.
Right.
Well, beautiful. Well, I'll tell you, the energy, the color that came up for you has a lot to do with, and this is kind of, I'm trying to think of what I call this color. It's not a blue color. It's like a aqua boogie. You know, aqua boogie. Y'all know what color that is?
Aqua boogie.
Aqua boogie is a blue green. It has a little bit more green in it, so that's what I call aqua boogie. So it has sort of this green and sort of this blue. And so the blue, of course, you know, it's with truth, it's with insight, and it has a lot to do with wisdom and really just connecting with your higher self. So you're definitely doing that work with your higher self and being in that particular energy. And then the green, you know, the green is about prosperity. It's about everything of prosperity. We can look around, and anytime you want to see prosperity, this is for everyone out there. Anytime you want to see prosperity, go look outside because it's there. The grass, the tree, the flowers is showing you that this currency, this life force energy, this chi, this prosperity is everywhere around you. You could see it in nature. You know, this is something our ancestors have always looked at, is really to attune themselves, is through the tune of nature. So you could just go outside or open up the window and look in nature. So what's coming up for you at this particular time is about joy. It's about sex. It's about the power of the divine, connecting with that energy of your higher self. I pulled a card from you from the deck. Oh, you're going to love this when you get your deck. I know you heard about it. You're going to love this. Yes. And Heteru came up for you, the goddess Heteru, which is kind of close to my heart. She's one of the comedic goddess, and that's what she's all about. You said dancing. She is about dancing. And this is really a reminder to you that, you know, this is all about creation. You're in the time of creation right now, and it's about transformation. It's about getting into pure feminine energy. And we're not talking about, fellas, what's between your legs. We're talking about feminine energy, those things of dancing, like you said, those things of meditation, those things of rituals. You know, those things of knowing your magic, tapping into all of these things, journaling, you know, all of these are pure feminine energy. It's working that side of your brain and really beginning to tap into it and tap into things that way. And you're doing an excellent job on that. Those things are moving there. The green energy, I'll tell you, that blue aqua boogie green is showing where you've been to where you are. So if we had to look at it from two scales, it's kind of like who I think I am and getting to know who I am. Does that make sense when I said that to you?
Yes, it does.
You're moving from
does.
Who you thought you were to now knowing who you truly are.
Right.
Yes. So that's powerful. I see. It's time to celebrate and throw a dollar. Everybody get a dollar. Throw a dollar. Throw a dollar for the sister. And I say that because last time she called in, we talked about prosperity. And one of the things, if my mind serves me right, and sometimes it doesn't serve me good, but if it serves me right, I told you to buy ice cream cone, you know. You know, if you want more prosperity, then you have to know that it exists for you and not holding on to it, not hoarding it. So, yeah, you're in that color of aqua boogie, which is a great place to be because you're going from thinking to actually knowing. And that's a beautiful place to be. So keep doing your work. Keep doing it, doing it, doing it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get my cards and I'm going to do it then, too.
There you go. Do it, do it, do it till you're satisfied. There you go.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
you. Well,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Let us
so much.
You welcome. Thank you so much. You guys, amazing energy tonight. I thank you guys so much. Once you get your deck, please go over there and leave a comment on missblueblast.com/cards and let us know. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 415, and I think somebody told me to look at them because they on the line.
Yeah, somebody did. 815 wanted you to pay attention to them.
Okay, 815, you're up next if you're that, 815. But right now we have 415 on the line. Peace and greetings to you.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Fetty Brown. But you know what? I think I did it by accident a long time ago.
Okay, well, no, you know, there's no such thing as accident in the Psycho Crex Sexy Crazy Remix. So you're here on the line, Fetty. You do have the deck. You can share that with people.
Okay, well, you know, when I opened it up, I looked at it, and I looked at each one of the cards, and they were so beautiful. The vibrations are so strong. So then I kind of mixed the cards up, and I said, well, let me pull one and see what it came up to. And it came up to the base chakra.
And you know what, Betty?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. I pulled the card before I knew who was on the line, and guess what came up for you?
No, the base chakra?
Yes, it sure did. Of course, you know that.
Wow.
You know
that. Oh, my goodness. I promise you.
Tell you no lie, that's what came up, the base chakra, human nature, honoring your body and getting grounded. It's the card number 38 in the deck. It's actually the card that came up for the brother who called on first, one of his cards, too, yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But go ahead, you were saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, the card resonated with me very well, you know, I am grounding myself and I'm getting to know myself a lot better. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's like right on, you know, right on time. So
yeah.
I'm just waiting for how your style is, how you channel, so that I can learn how to do the rest of them. So I can start working with people and myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to have so much fun. This deck is, I can't tell you guys, I have so much fun with it, and you guys will too. You'll be toning all of those psychic muscles, and they're in tune. They really are. You're going to learn how to tune them for yourself. You're going to be able to tune them for your man, sisters, brothers. You're going to be able to tune them so you can tap into your woman. You're going to tune them. You're going to be able to just really be in tune. That's it. Oh, let me not start nothing in the universe. I mean, not start nothing. People be pulling cards on folks. But, yes, and thank you so much. I know you went over there and left that, but, yes, that energy came up for you. It really is a time for you to begin to keep honoring your body and really just looking at your hue, you know, looking at your melanin, you know, looking at that. We are melanin people, and we do need to get grounded. So gardening, you know, taking off your shoes. The weather is beautiful on most of the Western Hemisphere. Go outside, you know, let your feet touch the ground. That's a part of that grounding when we talk about the base chakra. And then also another part of that is really where the rise comes in. So this is where the spark happens. You know, we talked about the Kundalini lab. This is the spark that happens. Yeah. It all comes up out of this base chakra. It comes in through here. Something great you can do, Fetty, you can also either go get a foot massage, give yourself one, or have someone else give you one, because the root chakra actually comes in through the base of the foot. It comes in through there. So you want to really work that energy down there. You may want to do a light meditation and work it. You know, you may want to, you know, you know, have somebody else work it, you know, but you want to work that area. You want to work that area. My mind works, you guys. I go all kinds of places out of flash. But yes, you want to work that area of your bottom of your foot and really just go into a light meditation. And then afterwards, do some journaling. Do some journaling about, you know, about where you are at this moment. And whenever the base chakra comes up, it's also about staying present.
Okay.
Staying present. And what spirit is saying is, listen, I'm calling your attention to this, because we don't call it the present for a reason, because it's a gift. Staying present, being in the moment. It's reminding you, stay in the moment. This is where all your gems are. This is where you're going to get the most, the beautiful, 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 magical moments. It's going to come from in the moment, staying present.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful, yes. I'm so excited about the deck, you guys, and the base chakra. I love the base chakra. That black and that red, and that, it just comes together in a way. It's just, ooh.
Yeah, I know. Yes. It's really dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
is.
I'm going to. You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you for calling in and hanging out with us, chatting and chilling. It's cool.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All righty. Okay.
Peace. Peace and love. We're going to go to area code 815. Was that the area code I was supposed to go to? 815?
Mm-hmm. That
815.
Was it.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Greetings. Hello. Who's on the line?
Oh, what's up? This is Jamal.
This is who?
Jamal.
Okay, Jamal. Jamal, are you the one on Twitter, Jamal?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's me. That was me. I had called earlier, but it was a mistake. I ain't trying to hit the one button. But, yeah, that was me. I'm 815. I'm calling from Romeoville, Illinois.
Okay. All right, Jamal, what you want to share with us? I know I wanted you to share something. What you want to share?
Oh, you said you wanted me to share something? Like what? I just want like a reading or something, like when you say for old girl,
Jamal.
Now you say you want something for me,
No. Here's what I want for you. Tell me, how long you've been listening to the remix? I'm just curious about that.
For the remix, I can't really pinpoint like. When I started, cause like I was listening to like Bobby Hemmett like on YouTube, and like in some of his videos, like it'd be you talking, Then, like, I don't know, like, the show called. I think, like, 3 years ago, probably. I don't know. Then I just so happened to, like, go to Blog Talk Radio and just, like, sign up or whatever. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to use the Know Your Magic deck on you tonight. I'm going to pull a card from there. And is there a particular area you wanted me to take a look at, or are you just...
Just go ahead.
You don't want me doing my magic on you.
I mean, just...
I don't know if you're ready for that, but yeah, I hear you. I'm teasing. I am teasing. Esther, stop it. Stop it. All right, here we go. Okay, all right. Stop. Okay. The card that came up from you in the Know Your Magic deck, I apologize, I got to get out the chat room, y'all. The card that came up for you has a lot to do with the goddess Mayat. This is what came up. And whenever she comes up, the goddess Mayat, she really is about helping you to invite a sense of balance into your life. And this is really about cooperation for you. That's key. When I look at your life, I see someone that's in your life, and this is someone who is a woman, a lady, or feminine energy, I should say.
Okay.
And whenever this feminine energy sometimes is around you, they cause you to get out of balance.
Damn. No, I'm listening.
They cause you to kind of get a little out of balance
by
some of their words that they speak to you, even though they have a lot of love for you. But whenever this person is around you, sometimes you tend to get out of balance. And sometimes, in some cases, you begin to shut down a little bit. Who is this person?
I don't know.
No?
I can't really, like, say one person right now. Like, I don't know.
Well, who was the person that came to mind? It doesn't mean that this is all they do, but I'm telling you how to really begin to cause some transformations for yourself at this time.
As far as, like, what you saying, like, in a good or bad way? Like, they say something?
Yeah, they're really...
Like when you said it, the person that came to mind was probably my, like,